this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Three special elections with national impact are being held today. In Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched since the liberal candidate in the race says she is for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Well, polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race is expected to exceed $100 million. President Trump says the U.S. has been ripped off by its trading partners for far too long, and that's about to end.
The president has dubbed Wednesday Liberation Day. It's when he will raise U.S. tariffs to match what other countries charge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
Businesses are unsure what the tariffs' impact will be. The stock market has tumbled over the past few weeks, and Goldman Sachs raised its forecast for inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful storms extending from the south to the upper Midwest are blamed for at least a half dozen deaths. Three of the victims, children, in Michigan. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 17 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 61 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Sure Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It's at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Had some storms overnight, and if you're traveling early in Cecil County, Port Deposit, Route 222 is closed just off the intersection of Route 1. That's Conowingo Road, so there's a local detour there as you're traveling on that side of the river. Nothing major right now. Good to go here at both the Harbor Tunnels. With the lanes open, Beltway looks good. Even the west side right now is clear of any problems between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 45 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 49. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of the man accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Himan Pa Trail in Harford County. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the mother of five in August of 2023. The 24-year-old faces murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. Yesterday, a judge denied defense motions to sequester the jury during the trial and use an additional questionnaire to determine any potential bias in the case. Two people injured after a tree fell onto a Baltimore apartment building yesterday. Fox 45 reports that it happened just after 9 p.m. last night in the 5800 block of Western Run Drive. The building had been evacuated. The Baltimore City Fire Department, BGE, the city's Office of Emergency Management, and the Baltimore City Department of Housing has responded to the scene. Maryland State Police investigating the fatal head-on crash in Howard County. According to preliminary investigations, an SUV driven by a 17-year-old from Baltimore traveling the wrong way on the I-70 ramp at around 12:30 Monday morning when it struck a car being driven by Fred Eyeman of Columbia. Eyeman was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the 17-year-old SUV driver was flown through shock trauma and his 13- and 16-year-old passengers were taken to local hospitals by ambulance. Lottery numbers from last night at 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Your pick 3 was 298. Your pick 4, 0228. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Casey here. I've got a question for you. Is your roof holding up, or is it trying to tell you something? You know what I'm talking about. Water spots in the ceiling, leaks around your chimney or skylight, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains. That's trouble knocking on the door. That's why I trust Wallace Roofing, a third-generation family-owned company that's been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top-quality work on residential and commercial roofs. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Tell them Sean Casey sent you. They're MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was another successful home opener for the Orioles yesterday in front of an orange-clad sellout crowd. At Camden Yards, as the Birds pound out 15 hits en route to an 8-5 win over the Red Sox, a key blow delivered early by Cedric Mullins.
At 136 in spring, but boy, he's been on point.
That ball is jolted right center field. It's down. It's going to bring in two. Mullins in the second. Opening day number six. Off to a dream beginning.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, part of a four-run first and a four RBI performance for Cedric Mullins, batting 350 with 10 RBIs in the early going. Post-game comments now from Oriole manager Brandon Hyde, glad to be back in Baltimore.
I just thought that was an amazing atmosphere today. Really cool in the home opener to have that kind of crowd and energy support. Really cool for Felix to feel that.
Of course, about Felix Bautista, who came in for the ninth, wasn't perfect. Didn't even get the save in that 8-5 win. Tyler O'Neill with a perfect 4-for-4 in his home debut. O'Neill 8-for-14 on the season, batting .571. Elsewhere in the division, the Rays beat the Pirates 6-1 and the Jays beat the Nats 5-2. Coming up in 30 minutes, the fallout has begun for Maryland basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Join WCBM for a fireside chat at our inaugural Pints and Politics Happy Hour. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
Congratulations.
Join me and a very special guest as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
Come in legally.
That's Pints and Politics, April 30th at Michael's Cafe. See you there.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome back to the program.
I was here.
I know.
You welcome back.
That's
to the
right.
program.
It's a welcome back morning.
Oh, I got it now. Yes.
It's also April Fool's.
I was very confused for a moment there.
The look on your face was worth it.
Yes.
Coming up with the show this morning, no doubt, Maryland Democrats are offering rate relief after they caused all this problem with increasing electrical costs. We'll tell you the latest scheme that they're launched there. Tesla terrorism continues. Elon Musk is calling it, hey, the left has just gone psycho. And they we've already always known they've been psycho, but the violent left must be put down, that is for sure. Top story here for you today is it is Election Day.
And it's two very key elections.
Actually, three. You have, in the state of Wisconsin, you have the Supreme Court race.
Oh, it's two districts in Florida, yeah.
And in Florida, you have two districts, one to fill the seat of Matt Gaetz, which may or may not have been a misstep, making him Attorney General, knowing that he may not have been able to get that nomination, because then he drops out and goes and becomes a non-entity, really, at One America News. He's just disappeared. And then Mike Waltz. Who is now the National Security Advisor, of course, with Signalgate. Now, in those Florida races, these are supposedly comfortable Republican districts. Mike Waltz won by 30 points in his district. The latest poll has
comfortable.
The latest poll has the Republican up by 9. So, ooh. I mean, you know.
Closer than it should be.
Yeah, it's one-third the votes. But you never know. It's all about turnout. But the big story here today is what's happening in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford against conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel to replace the retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh, who's stepping down after 30 years. Now, what we have here, the court's current 4-3 liberal majority hangs in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome will shape rulings on abortion, voting rights, labor issues for the next decade. And that in and of itself is bad. But the real key here is redistricting. Listen to the money that's been pouring into Wisconsin right now. $81 million. It has become the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history, per the Brennan Center for Justice. Projections are it could top $100 million before today is over. Elon Musk has been a major player, pouring about $18 million into supporting Schimmel through super PACs, plus a $2 million donation to the Wisconsin GOP. George Soros and the Democrats have countered with $40 million in ad money compared to the $33 million being spent by Schimmel. And what this is, if Crawford gets in, they're going to redistrict the 8 seats in Wisconsin, which is now a 6-2 Republican advantage, to either a 4-4 split or a 5-3 Democrat advantage. And what does that mean? That means that all the work that Elon and Doge is doing will stop. It means that the impeachment palooza will begin on President Trump, and his agenda will be crippled.
Yeah.
For the rest of starting in 2026 and 2027 and beyond. So there's a lot at stake here today. The Democrats already start with about I think Trump won Wisconsin by 29,000 votes. Mm-hmm. So you see how razor thin the margins are there. And then you look at over 300 and some thousand mail-in ballots have been requested, and they've opened up a significant advantage. So it's all about turnout today in the state of Wisconsin. We'll tell you what Elon Musk had to say about that coming up in just a second.
Right now, though, let's find out what Chuck Whitaker has to say about traffic and weather on the threes at 6:13. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The state police said they had a report of a minor wreck interloop between I-70 and Liberty Road. Looking at that side of the Beltway, and I don't see any impact there, but the outer loop, at least right at Liberty Road, has been slowing, so they could be looking at it, and they're beginning to bog down right there. After that wreck area, south to I-70 on the outer loop, we're okay. But we're starting to back up, and it looks like we're probably going to start to back up to the area at 795. Yep, it's already there. So they could be looking at it. Haven't seen it yet. The camera on the Beltway is facing to the opposite side. So we'll see if we can get a look and see exactly what it is. Baltimore County just dispatching out to an accident, Philadelphia Road at the Beltway. It's actually on Philadelphia Road. Apparently, that's the early report from the scene.
Both the tunnels are still doing just fine. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and dry today, 64 your high, a little bit cooler than it has been the last couple of days after those thunderstorms rolled through the area last night. Violent thunderstorms, wind, lightning, the whole nine yards. Right now we have got 44 in the city. But time for some one-liner news for you today. It's April Fool's Day. Start the day like any other day. Chuck got up and to use the bathroom, make sure there was no saran wrap over the bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would have been a great day if you were off again today.
Gee, thanks. Love you too, buddy.
Well, no, you started it. You hit me first. I'm just fighting back. I'm doing a George Foreman.
You started it. An iconic southern magnolia tree on the grounds of the White House will be removed next week. President Trump says the tree is diseased and needs to come down. I got a great idea for them. They could save money. Just get Elon Musk's chainsaw.
Yeah, hey,
that's
really
true.
Take it right down. Apparently, the tree, the magnolia.
What a fundraiser.
The magnolia was planted by Andrew Jackson.
Right.
Over 200 years ago. And this is, I guess, in memory of his wife who died while he was in office.
Right. They said Nancy Pelosi was in the same shape.
Ballot initiative in California intended to prevent health insurance companies from denying medical care is an interesting name. They're calling it the Luigi Mangione Access to Health Care Act.
Oh.
So while they're at it, California is also opening the Jeffrey Epstein High School for Girls and renaming Black History Month as Kanye Days.
That's nice.
You know? Conservative influencer Ashley St. Clair, who alleges Elon Musk fathered her son, released a video of her selling her Tesla on video as revenge against Musk for not paying child support.
No, oh, jeez.
Musk says he's not sure the child is his, because the child's name is Joe. That's just too common.
Joe the sniffer.
President Trump told NBC News that there are methods for him to run for a third term as president. I don't know what those methods are, but it might involve a mustache and disguise. I don't know. Maybe if he can convince Obama to run for a third term, maybe they'd
run against each other.
Just yeah, exactly. For fun.
That's what I heard.
Baseball world is reacting to the New York Yankees' new torpedo bats.
Yeah.
The new design of the bat is thicker near the bat's label. People are getting upset over this. And I figure, well, why? We already have submarine pitchers.
Right. They look like those old fungo bats.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
We'll have to ask the Batman himself, Gary Stein, as to what his thoughts are on the torpedo bats. Drew Barrymore says, Mr. Clean makes her uncomfortable because he's so sexual.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, man with a sponge.
Chuck says he feels the same way about Mrs. Butterworth, but...
Yeah. I sit there and drool while I'm eating my pancakes.
Oh, Mrs. Butterworth, you son of a bitch, I'm telling you what.
Mrs. Butterworth.
It's Mrs. Butter me up.
It was either Mrs. Butterworth or Mrs. Paul. I thought Mrs. Butterworth was better.
I still keep seeing stories of bringing Aunt Jemima back. Is that true, you think?
I have heard that, but I haven't seen any evidence of it yet.
Yeah.
Because now that the world is starting to shift anti-woke,
right?
You know, they might.
Well, it was a real person, after all.
Yeah, it was.
It was, right.
You
know,
I mean, she became a non-person in the sake of political correctness. And then somebody said, oh, wait a minute, she was a real person.
Right.
She was a caricature. She was a real person.
Yeah. Was Colonel Sanders a real person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlon Sanders, yeah.
Marlon Sanders, yeah.
Okay. So there are a lot of these guys.
He got deep fried and put in the ground.
Well, Dave Thomas was Wendy's, but, you know, right. But Colonel Sanders was, everybody thought he was just, a marketing gimmick. Somebody that, you know.
He was a real guy.
He was a real guy. Just like Chuck Whitaker is a real guy.
I didn't say that.
You know, you're on me today, boy. You better watch yourself later.
He is a real... I missed you yesterday.
Something's going to happen if you keep this up. You got plenty of rest over the weekend. Come back in after me. Well, I didn't do anything.
Well, it's nice to know your voice is coming back. So
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So
finally.
Nice you're back in full voice again.
4 weeks today.
Yeah, that was crazy.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. And your number here, of course, to get in touch with us is 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So you look at this Supreme Court, look, there have been all sorts of people warning about this. Scott Pressler, who's been on the ground, he's been doing incredible work. You know what he did in Pennsylvania, what he's doing in Wisconsin, of course. And the RNC, they basically just fell right back asleep.
Yeah.
After Lara Trump was pulled out of it, now she's got some show on Fox, whatever. Of course, it just seems like, and President Trump did put out a piece on Truth Social the other day, urging people to get out and vote. But I just thought, yeah, this is so important. I thought he should have visited Wisconsin. I think this was a missed opportunity. I know he's busy. I know he's present. He's got a lot going on between Putin, Zelensky, and the judicial insurrection and everything else that's going on. But this is too important to lose this and have the seats redistricted. You're already, what, 218 to 213 razor thin margins in the House?
Of course, you know, we've seen that happen here.
Yeah.
When I came here in the mid 70s, it was 4-4 split.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And
now it's 7-1 Democrat advantage.
And much, at least two of those seats were because of redistricting shenanigans.
Yeah. Second district, sixth district.
Yeah.
You know, as far as second and third, maybe, of course, in the sixth district. Look, I still think Neil Parrott should have won that that race. And it is just, we've watched now as, and then we have a progressive supermajority. More on them coming up a little bit later on in the hour. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 at 620. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Big week. Election day in Wisconsin today. Two big seats in Florida. And Republicans can't afford to lose any or all of these races. And then tomorrow is Liberation Day.
Yep.
That is when President Trump is expected to hit those countries and hit them hard with the reciprocal tariffs. These aren't, see people miss, I think there's a miscomprehension with the tariffs. They think that we're placing these tariffs on these countries, penalizing these countries and American consumers. No. These are in retaliation to what has already happened to us. And I think Caroline Levin did a great job yesterday. We'll play that coming up in our MAGA update on just how much we are getting tariffed, our exports in other countries, and the retaliatory or reciprocal tariffs will begin tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like whatever was there on the inner loop as you're coming up from Dogwood Road and I-70 and up through the air, there was a wreck on the shoulder going up towards Liberty Road. It looks like now that may be gone, which in turn would start to help the outer loop, which is picking up a little bit of speed here at Liberty Road going down towards I-70, but the early backup is already there. You're still backed up to 795, but moving at a little better pace. We had the big storms overnight. Tree is down in Cecil County, just off the area of the Hartford-Cecil County line on the north side of the Susquehanna River. Route 222 is closed just off the intersection at Conowingo Road, and heads up for the local traffic there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and dry today with a high of 60, and it's pretty much the same for tomorrow. And then we warm up again Thursday, 78. Scattered showers possible again. It's been up and down, roller coaster ride here in Maryland. Right now, 45 in Annapolis at 624. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. We're talking about this Supreme Court race in Wisconsin and what Elon Musk said the other day at an event I wanted to share with you. And people think this is hyperbole, but let's give you the quote, and then we can discuss. He says, quote, if the Supreme Court is able to redraw the districts, they will gerrymander the districts and deprive two House seats on the Republican side. At least two, maybe more. Mm-hmm. The result of that could be the House switches to a Democrat House, and then they will try to stop all the government reforms that we're doing and are getting done for you and the American people. What's happening on Tuesday, which is today, is a vote for which party controls the U.S. House. That is why it is so significant. And whichever party controls the House to a significant degree controls the country, which then steers the course of Western civilization. I feel like this is one of those things that may not seem that it's going to affect the entire destiny of humanity, but I think it will. End of quote.
Interesting.
I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think he's right. Would you see what the French did to Marine Le Pen?
Yeah, yesterday? Can't run again.
Can't run again. Ever. See, the populist movement, which was really started, if you want to say, with Trump, and of course we had Brexit, and now we're seeing this in all parts. Romania, we've seen it in with Bukele, and we've seen it elsewhere with Malay, and now with Pan Le Pen in France. This is getting out of this globalist cabal that they would have us be part of this. And again, this is the grand scheme of the great reset, if you will. We talked about it greatly, but Trump is the leader of this movement worldwide, not just here in the United States. And that's why George Soros and others are pouring so much money into a Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because every seat counts.
Yeah. Yeah, you flip those two seats, and you're instead of 215 to, 217, 213, there comes 215, 215.
I think it was 217, 215, and I think with at least Stefanik coming back,
yeah,
you know, that obviously improves things, and that's the reason why he withdrew her nomination to be U.N. ambassador from the United States. So you pick up a seat there, that'll take you to 216. But if you win these two in Florida, Gates and Waltz, that takes you to 218. So you're in, you'd be in better shape, but it's still razor thin.
Yeah.
And it could be. Look, if you have a 5-seat margin, I mean, you don't want to go back to where. Look, the worst thing that can happen is you lose both Florida seats and you lose Wisconsin. Then I really think you lose the House.
Yeah. Me too. Listen, you mentioned the tomorrow Independence Day, basically that
Liberation Day.
That here are some. I mentioned some of these yesterday. A few of the tariffs that Canada currently has on our ag products: chicken 263% tariff, turkey 179%, butter 175%, dairy spreads 165%, certain fish products 160%, milk 155%. Tariff and on cheese 147%, and it goes down the list from there.
Yeah.
So they're already putting rather substantial tariffs on our products going in that direction, and to say, well, we might tariff this stuff 25%. Well, you take a look. Chicken is what, 263. Chicken. I mean, turkey is 175.
Yeah.
It's a multiple.
Well, I've heard a lot of conservatives really gnashing their teeth, wringing their hands about the tariffs, and they're saying, look, we understand. The Chinese must be tariff, but you know, take the tariffs off Canada and Mexico. We less than 10%. I think it's 2% of the stuff that we rely on Canada, and it might be a little bit more in Mexico, but it's less than 10%.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's really going to hurt Canada and Mexico a lot more than it's going to hurt us. And look, if Canada is being unfair, Mexico's being unfair with tariffs, all we're asking is a level playing field. That's called free and fair trade. If you're going to tariff something at 20%, we're going to tariff it at 20%. And so that we're all on a level playing field. We can't help it that we have the largest economy, and again, we need to bring our manufacturing base back to this country. country, so we no longer have to rely on China for pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For we don't have to rely on Japan for steel, which affects our military, our national security. Look, it's going to be a little bit painful. We all understand that in the short term, but in the long term, Trump's going to win this thing, and we're all going to be better off for it. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, has all sorts of different kinds of programs to help you sell your home. Right now, we're in springtime, which is the best time to sell your home. People are out there looking to buy right now, and especially if they're listed with Vinny, because Vinny's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So if you're looking right now to get your home on the market, do it by calling Vinny, 410-709-7515. He's got that guarantee that once you both agree on asking price and time frame, and you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, and he will pay you in cash. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Company, 410-709-7515. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland State Police are investigating a fatal head-on crash in Howard County. According to preliminary investigation, an SUV driven by a 17-year-old from Baltimore was traveling the wrong way on the I-70 ramp at around 12:30 Monday morning. It struck a car being driven by Fred Eyman of Columbia. Eyman pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the 17-year-old SUV driver was flown to shock trauma. His 13 and 16-year-old passengers were taken to local hospitals by ambulance. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office and Howard County Police have been pursuing this stolen SUV. The chase ended several miles before the crash. Charges are pending a consultation with the Office of the State's Attorney for Howard County. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has established the Youth Engagement Strategy, that's YES, to address juvenile crime. The creation of the council comes after a number of violent incidents in the county that included the shooting near the mall in Columbia that killed a 16-year-old and a previous shooting that claimed the life of a 17-year-old near the mall's food court. Baltimore's Harborview Marina, it's now closed. The marina sent a letter to boat owners and liveaboards last month saying there's no other choice than to close after receiving a report from a marine engineer who expressed safety concerns about the condition of the fixed pier. Boat owners who were docked at Harborview had to move their vessels elsewhere, but as of yesterday, there were still several boats at the marina. Harborview has told boat owners it will issue refunds for any slip dockage that extends past yesterday's closing date. And jury selection is now set for the trial for the man accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Mom Pa Trail in Harford County. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Pick 3, letter number 298. Your pick 4 is 0228. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backups arrive now at both the Harvard Tunnels. 895 is a little bit before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that's going to back up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And now 95 at the top of the hill from about O'Donnell Street. So we're in the area of 5 to 7 minute delays southbound. West Side Outer Loop from an earlier problem already slow. 795 down through I-70 towards Route 40. JFX, you're clear. Made a quick check through Annapolis. No problems at all. We're good from the Bay Bridge on 50. Most of the traffic westbound and clear over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors, savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And a 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles spent $16.5 million bringing Tyler O'Neill to Baltimore as a replacement for Anthony Santander. And five games into the season, the fans are loving the early returns.
Runners are on the move, and O'Neill moves that ball into left field. Westberg with a great jump is in easily. Single, single, single. What a start for the Orioles in the opener.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. O'Neill plates the first of four Oriole runs in the first off starter Sean Newcomb, and off the Orioles went on their way to an 8-5 win over the Red Sox. Home opener successful. Manager Brandon Hyde on O'Neill.
Yeah, driving the ball the other way once, a little blooper the other way. Not just being pole happy, but opposite field homer in Toronto. Playing really good defense for us.
Some not-so-good news for the Orioles. Announced before the game, left fielder Colton Cowser has been put on the injured list with a broken thumb suffered on a head-first slide in the Toronto series. Cowser out a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks. Here's Hyde.
It's a big loss. It's a guy that won or was second rookie of the year last year. He's... Timetable-wise, it's a fracture, so it's probably 6 to 8 weeks minimum.
Big. Dylan Carlson was called up from AAA. Heston Kerstad should receive more playing time for the Orioles. In the wake of Kevin Willard's departure to Villanova, the mass exodus has now begun from Maryland. Starting guards Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice, reserves Tafari Gapare and Jalen Young entered the transfer portal on Monday. All four players were recruited by Willard from the transfer portal a year ago. It'll be interesting to see how many follow Willard to the main line. And now comes word Mount Zion Prep four-star guard Christian Jeffrey has decommitted from Maryland. Jeffrey was the Terps' lone commit in the class of 25. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up. Obviously, more to come on this situation. Right now, though, Maryland with no head coach, no athletic director, and basically no players. NFL owners meeting in Palm Beach, Florida underway. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh met the media discussing, among other things, the Ravens' status in finding a kicker.
I think there's a lot of good kickers in the draft from what I'm told. Randy Brown is out there. He's been putting up the frequent flyer miles all over the country. Eddie texted me like, I get it's like Santa tracking Santa, on Christmas Eve. It's tracking Randy on the evaluation of kickers right now. But
that's good for a chuckle. But the question that wasn't asked was, would Randy Brown even be traipsing around the world looking for kickers if the situation wasn't what it is? You can almost certainly bet Justin Tucker will not be in a Baltimore uniform next season. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what exactly is a torpedo bat?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, yeah, torpedo bat. Oh, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back. I've never heard of this before. This is brand new?
No, it's actually not brand new. I did a little back check on it. The torpedo bat was actually called a bottle bat way back in the 1920s and 30s. In fact, there's a player named Heinie Groh, not a joke.
Oh, old Heinie Groh.
Heinie Groh from the Cincinnati Reds, right. Played in the 1919 Black Sox scandal, World Series against the White Sox. He used a bottle bat, which is basically even more than a torpedo bat, and I'll explain. You know how the bat, you know, kind of like comes down from the barrel down to the tip,
right?
And there's like a there's like a perfect angle.
Yeah, it tapers.
Right, it tapers off. Well, that's not what a bottle bat is. A bottle bat is heavy up top, mm-hmm. so that there's more wood at the barrel, so that when you make connection with the ball, it goes further. Okay,
isn't that a fungo bat?
Not necessarily, no. Mm-hmm. Because it's really thick around the barrel. So a torpedo bat is a modified bottle bat. It's not quite as thick, right. but it's thicker than the normal bats that are being used. So now they're all the rage in the major leagues. The Orioles are using them. Adley Rutschman used them in the opening series against Toronto, a modified torpedo bat. The Yankees used them against the Brewers, and they slammed like 150 home runs in that series.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the rage now. And it's not illegal. Everything's legal about it, and this is what's happening in baseball.
Does that require more upper body strength?
I don't think there's any ounce difference in terms of the bat.
Right.
It's just being deployed in a different place.
Okay.
Yeah. So more to come on this, but this is a very interesting development.
I think the best way to neutralize the torpedo bat is with a sinker.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
A battle bot.
What are you, a stand-up?
I'm sitting down right now.
What's really confusing for Gary is every weekend he sits down and finds the BattleBots channel on cable TV. So now he's talking about BattleBots and Bottle Bats. So it's very confusing.
You have no idea what I do on the weekends.
This is a guy who's melting his butter by placing it on
How did you know?
On top of
the
microwave.
Back to zap
but
off.
It's not even on. I guess maybe by tomorrow he might have soft butter.
How did you know it was me?
Well, who else is there, Billy, could do this?
And not only that, I brought bread.
Oh, yes. I ate half of it just now.
Oh, did you? Okay. That's good bread, isn't it?
Well, I haven't had any of it, but I'll trust you on that.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Right, more on the torpedo bat. 6:40, and you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, the Tesla takedown took place this past weekend. A whole bunch of lefties, kind of like lemmings to the sea, following their masses, as they say, well, okay, now, this week we hate Teslas. So please go out and do all you can to make sure we hate Teslas. And it's with that kind of background that this audio also I had yesterday, but that kind of background, Sean, that has Elon Musk saying, you guys think I'm making money by doing this for the government? I'm losing money.
It's actually disadvantageous for me to be in the government, not advantageous. My companies are suffering because I'm in the government. Do you think it helps sales if dealerships are being firebombed? Of course not. And Tesla customers are being intimidated all over the country and all over Europe. Does that help Tesla?
Yeah. I mean, how do you sell your car? So say you're a lefty and you decided that this week you hate Tesla. So you sell your car to some other individual who then knows who you are and where your address is, so that way you can go ahead and go to his house and trash your own used car. It's bizarre, folks. It's just bizarre. Josh Hazel was one of the drivers in a Tesla Cybertruck in the Mardi Gras earlier this month.
The day leading up to that event was great. It was a lot of fun energy. It was a full day, a long day, but it was a lot of great energy working with the crew and with the floats and just kind of being in that environment, everybody coming up taking pictures of the trucks and, had them all decked out. When it got time for the parade itself, we lined up in the procession.
And the minute they turned on to the main drag and rolling through the parade is all hell broke loose. You had all kinds of protesters out there. Also, this past weekend, I believe this was in Seattle, more of the Tesla takedown. A couple of rational people on the political left discussing calmly the politics of driving a Tesla with a Tesla Cybertruck driver.
Come on, bring it on! Bring it on!
Yeah, that's your typical rational individual on the left. Both middle fingers were up, and of course the F-bomb got dropped over and over again, and it led this New York City woman originally from Israel to note,
how stupid can they be?
Yeah.
This is the most stupid group of people I ever seen. What Elon Musk is doing for this country is saving it so people can have Social Security 10 years from now.
And of course, by trashing somebody else's private property, you're not hurting Elon Musk. Tesla already has your money. They already have their money.
Well, these are the radical, violent leftists, and they're not actually the smartest bulb in the box here, you know?
Yeah.
They just aren't. I mean, I saw it yesterday at my old stomping grounds in Flagstaff over the weekend on Route 66.
Yep.
A guy drove and cut in front of a woman driving a Tesla, boxed her in, got out of the car, and started beating on her, whooping on her. Now, they did identify him, and they arrested him, just like they got this firebomber. They're going to have to bring the radical, violent left to a heel. Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, and the rest. They're going to have to make examples out of these people.
6:43, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, somebody's out early this morning because both the tunnels now just went from about 15-minute delays, maybe less, and now we're backed up, almost back. And, as a matter of fact, we are backed up to the city-county line now on 895. It's backed up towards Moravia Road. 95 is sitting here at Moravia Road. So now we're in the 25 to 30 minute range if you're getting in to the tail end of those backups. I just looked at both of the tunnels going into and out of the tunnels. Everybody's open. Everybody's going in and out, but it's just very heavy traffic early this morning through the area. Half an hour ago, minor wreck, Philadelphia Road at the Beltway. Baltimore County might still be there. Beltway is filled in, outer loop at Hartford Road, and we're already slow with the normal delay, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says after a violent, stormy Monday night, Tuesday, today is going to be sunny and 60, mostly sunny tomorrow again, a high near 60. And then we're going to, by Thursday, warm up to about 78. Possible showers or shower activities. A stable, unstable weather pattern comes in Thursday through Saturday. So enjoy at least today, the start of the week.
Got the Orioles game in, and
they moved it up to 235.
Yeah, they did 235. Right?
Somebody knew what they were doing because they got it in just before the Ravens
you're right.
game.
Exactly right.
Clear.
I didn't see any hail yesterday though. They were calling for and I don't know if there was any in the metropolitan area where we were. They were calling for marble-sized hail. Didn't see any.
Yeah. No. Just there were heavy winds and downpours, but I didn't see any. Of course, most of it was by the time I went to bed.
Yeah, heavy winds, by the way, is pretty good beer.
Yeah. It's heavy seas.
Heavy seas.
41
yeah.
in clear in Ellicott City. 40 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
We give him whole Dr. Brown's cream soda. Stand him on his head. Shake him up and down. Nothing but foam all over.
He's a foamy kind of guy.
No soup for you.
Chipotle once again putting fans to the test with a turn of its burrito vault game. This time they're going even bigger. National Burrito Day is coming up Thursday. And Chipotle is dropping over 150,000 500 buy one, get one entree codes, giving lucky players a shot at free burritos for a year. Mm-hmm. But only if you can crack the code. So it all started on March 31st at 9 a.m.
Always a catch.
You know? Go to unlockburritoday.com, Chuck, to take on the challenge.
I ain't going to damn place. You know.
Guess the exact burrito order hidden inside the vault. Every hour, the first 2,500 players to get it right will walk away with a BOGO deal.
Oh, boy.
The fastest player of the hour will score free burritos for a year.
How much is a burrito?
Well, I don't know. I haven't bought a burrito in a long time. I'm guessing
know.
About
what,
five
three
bucks?
$4?
Maybe.
Now, is that what happens when you cross a donkey and a horse?
That's true.
That's a burro. That's a burro.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you're just a little off today. Heavy winds.
Today.
Burrows.
Today.
Well, most days he's really off. Today, it's just a little off.
I see.
Dunkin' fan favorites, Dunk-a-Latte and pistachio coffee return. Yeah. Pistachio
Why?
Coffee?
Why?
Why?
I don't know. Hershey's Kisses just dropped a cinnamon toast crunch flavor.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Stop making all this mess.
Yeah.
Why can't I have just one candy bar? Yeah. Too many choices.
Too many things for you.
You got the Hershey Kisses. You got the Hershey Kisses with almonds. You have the Hershey dark chocolate Hershey Kisses.
The Hershey
You
nibbles.
Have the peppermint Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
You have white chocolate.
Too much stuff.
Hershey
Kisses. The Hershey nibbles.
Well,
you have the
nibbles.
The Hershey hickeys.
Well.
Hershey hickeys. What?
Now he's really off. Pizza Hut. Welcoming back Cheesy Bites. Just in time as we head into the Final Four weekend. They come in Chipotle Ranch, Ultimate Ranch, and Pepperoni Ranch.
Another name for the morning show.
That's right. Cheesy Bites. That's right.
Cheesy Bits.
And to go along with your torpedo bat while you're at the ballgame, There's the six-foot hot dog offered at the St. Paul Saints games, billed as the land of 10,000 calories. Yes, this is an actual six-foot-long hot dog. It's one long hot dog. The dog is loaded with pulled pork, mac and cheese, french fries, and guess what? Jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
I got to get me some
I like that.
All right, sounds good.
Now, what do you do? You get the guy on the end, gets it, and he passes it down?
No, you have one guy at each end.
And yeah, there you go.
And they it's munch to the middle.
Munch to the middle.
That's right.
Okay. And, that sounds like fun. But that might be a Friday night deal.
It's crucial that you stop short once you get there.
Yes. I would hope. You could lose a finger.
Or more.
No, not that.
See you in a couple. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Tesla terrorists. Have you noticed? One thing I picked up on most of these, even here up the road in Pikesville, the Tesla dealership in Pikesville, have you noticed anything about the crowd? Has anything stuck out to you?
Aging hippies.
Yes, exactly. They're all, they look to me like 65 plus. These are the first counterculture revolutionaries of our modern age. And they just, this is their last gasp ditch activism effort.
Yeah. No, I cut my own hair, so I'm not making fun of anybody's haircut. But these are the guys who have no hair on top at all and have a ponytail. That's the look. And it's you decide when you begin to lose some of your hair. All right, shave it back. I got a good looking skull. We'll go with that. These guys have all decided en masse.
Something wrong with that phrase, good looking skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is yet.
But. I don't know. Just work on it. and it's all, wear the tie-dye shirts. And it's just, you expect to smell of patchouli in the air somehow. And it's this kind of unthinking kind of nonsense.
Yeah, it really is. It's the last hippies. And then people say, yes, this is a Democrat Republican. No, it's not. It's not a Democrat Republican thing. These are actual cultural Marxists. These are the people that actually, want revolution. This isn't just about a different form of government or the policy differences. These are people that actually want communism or Marxism to take a foothold in our country. And that's why they're so, I think, dangerous. All right, the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble page. Check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guest you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
The Morning Vibe with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, heading towards 7 o'clock this morning, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. The border, boy, some sparkly conversation yesterday took place between Troy Garcia and Tom Holman on the border and who's responsible for the mess that's there. Also, the Department of Education, as it slowly goes bye-bye, Linda McMahon weighs in on why it makes sense to return everything to the states and the Rachel Morgan trial. It starts up. So there you go. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up now, if you're coming south on 95 out of Harford County, a report about 2-3 minutes ago, an accident southbound very close to the area of Raphael Road. That's around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I've got my eye on the interchange here at Mountain Road. So far, we're moving. I looked at the camera a little further down at Joppa Road. They're still moving, but things can change very quickly once the equipment arrives. And the report was some injuries and some road blockage, so we may get an impact there for the traffic coming south. After that, big delays sitting back around the city county line. Both the harbor tunnels are backed up now with 30-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, there's been some confusion here on the program. Bruce had said something about about the burrito. You thought it was
yeah.
What would you say it was? It was a cross?
Between a donkey and a horse.
Yeah, and I said it was a burro. Now we understand it's a mule.
Mule, yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually, what is the difference between a mule, a burro, and a jackass, and a donkey?
Well, we have...
A mule, we know it's a cross between a horse and a donkey, right? A burro is a Spanish term for a wild donkey, and a jackass is sitting down in the governor's mansion. Just want to make sure we got that.
Wow, we went around the corner for that.
Hey, it was worth a drive, you know?
Bruce said, I'm no mule, and I said, no, your ears are too short.
Weather channel forecast.
Why is it that women have shoes called mules, by the way?
I don't know. I've never heard that term.
Really?
I never wore those.
Kristen would confirm that. I mean, it's a girl's shoe kind of thing.
I know Hillary Clinton has those round shoes, but I don't know anybody anything else.
Okay. We'll stop right there.
She gets to go to the hoof shot for women.
It's sunny, dry, and 60.
Horrible, man.
42 right now in the city, and it is 41 in Pikesville. So Democrats are the ones that caused this massive energy crisis here in the state of Maryland with the Climate Solutions Control Act of 2022, and, of course, all their climate change nonsense. And now we've got the NPRP nonsense, which, by the way, you know, this thing is... I don't see the Public Service Commission stopping this. It's possible they could maybe intervene somehow to change the route somehow, but I don't know if it's, you know, I don't think we have the kind of leadership that we need in Annapolis to do that. So the Democrats, knowing that they're going to get hammered with a $1.67 billion tax increase, are now trying to throw us a bone. Throw us ratepayers a bone. And yesterday they amended the Next Generation Energy Act, which will provide utility bill rebate payments based on usage by residential electric customers during peak months. Here is Senate President Bill Ferguson.
These will be immediate relief for ratepayers who we know are feeling it harder than ever. Part of this package includes a $200 million relief plan of C funds to give residential electric customers a direct rebate, likely through two installments, one in the seasonal impact of the summer and one in the seasonal impact of the winter.
All right, so the average is anticipated to be around $42.
Okay.
Which will be applied directly to utility bills during the summer and winter billing cycles. So if you've received a bill for $500 at $42, really going to give you some relief, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Senator Cheryl Kagan says, wait, time out. This isn't fair because the people with McMansions and that are big energy hogs, they're going to get a rate relief when the little people aren't.
And my concern is that someone in a mega mansion is going to get a whole lot of money, and someone who's trying to pinch their pennies will get a paltry amount,
okay. But
have a greater need.
Okay. Well, again,
because this is Ferguson. He says this is based on usage and not across the board.
We know probably the highest earners and those with the largest homes probably don't need it as much. The challenge is just the data existing when we're relying on utilities for income levels to be able to create a program that is that can get out there rapidly. And so I think basing it on usage for residential customers was the most efficient way.
You know, it's need-want in this. It's also a question as to whether it is actually the government's responsibility to gauge a citizen's, quote, need, and then accommodate for that need by taking resources from another taxpayer.
Yeah, well, that's argument number one, that $200 million is coming from the taxpayers.
Yes.
So every taxpayer in the state of Maryland is going to be giving some rate relief to electric consumers only.
Only.
Only. Which, you know, is that seems to be your main component argument against it, and I think it's a good argument. The other is, why do you think, just the based it on the usage, why do you think the higher earners or higher usage? My theory is that because that's where the donations come from,
sure.
Baby. That's where the donors are. They're not coming from the poor people that can't afford to give to their political campaigns. For Bill Ferguson and Adrian Jones and Wes Moore, who's getting ready to fuel up his presidential run, they need those big Democrat donors. And what better way to give them $42 every summer?
like they'll care. Here's $42. You feel better now? Bet you feel financially stable now. That's almost a 50, man.
Kabuki theater, folks. That's what it's all about. You talk about legislative malpractice. You talk about the mismanagement of tax dollars taken to the nth degree. This current batch of Democrats, I think, is probably the worst I've seen in all the years that I've been on the radio here in Maryland.
More and more, they're not Democrats. More and more, they're socialists.
Absolutely.
There's this whole various ways of income redistribution. And I think that everybody should pay taxes. Everybody. From dollar number one. And everybody should pay the same percentage of taxes.
Another horrific illegal alien story. And Tom Holman on the border coming up next at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's Election Day, special elections in a couple of states. Florida voters going to the polls today deciding two congressional races. The first district seat that was held by Republican Matt Gaetz is up for grabs. In the 6th congressional district, voters will fill the seat left vacant when Republican Michael Waltz took the job of Trump National Security Advisor. In Wisconsin, huge amounts of money from all over the country have poured into a state Supreme Court contest. The race has national implications. It could determine the fate of the Trump agenda. Trump endorsed conservative Republican Brad Schimmel and Democrat liberal Susan Crawford vying for an open seat on Wisconsin's highest court. This week, the Senate's taking a closer look at judicial activism, the issue of nationwide injunctions like those issued by federal district courts against Trump executive orders.
Universal injunctions have been in the news after several were issued against President Trump's executive orders, most recently against the deportation of Venezuelan gang members in the U.S. illegally. Hearing is set to take place before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Chairman Chuck Grassley says new laws will probably need to be passed to limit the use of injunctions. He says the changes should include limiting a judge's ruling to the issue before the court and for the parties involved, and only for a limited time. As he puts it, judges are to decide cases and not to be policymakers. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump agenda advances tomorrow.
The president will be announcing a tariff plan that will roll back the unfair trade practices that have been ripping off our country for decades. He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Separately, auto and auto parts tariffs are scheduled to kick in on Thursday. President Trump says that those tariffs have already been having a positive impact on American manufacturing. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free. free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Keep in mind, if you're coming south on 95 from Harford County, there's a report of an accident near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I looked at the camera again at Joppa Road. Traffic is moving there. I looked back towards 152 just to see. Haven't seen the backup yet, but the report was injuries and road blockage, so we're expecting a delay at least on the southbound side. We moved in just a bit at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're moving traffic south, both on 95 and 895. I'm going to say right now, maybe 20 to 25 minutes at the most with the traffic heavy, but with all the lanes moving. Beltway's already filled in on the Parkville side, Hartford Road, the west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 45 degrees. Hunt Valley has 48. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of the man accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Maryland Ma and Pa Trail in Harford County. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the mother of five August 2023. The 24-year-old faces murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. Yesterday, a judge denied defense motions to sequester the jury during the trial and to use an additional questionnaire to determine any potential bias in the case. Two people injured after a tree fell on a Baltimore apartment building. Fox 45 reporting that it happened just after 9 o'clock yesterday evening, 5800 block of Western Run Drive. The building was evacuated. Baltimore City Fire Department, BGE, the city's Office of Emergency Management, and the Baltimore City Department of Housing all responded to the scene. A 10-year-old child and a 33-year-old woman both taken to the hospital with what are believed to be minor injuries. Maryland State Police investigating a fatal head-on crash in Howard County, rather. According to the preliminary investigation, an SUV stolen, driven by a 17-year-old from Baltimore, traveling the wrong way on the I-70 ramp at around 12:30 Monday morning when it struck a car being driven by Fred Ironman of Columbia. Ironman was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the 17-year-old SUV driver, now in shock trauma, and his 13- and 16-year-old passengers, all taken to local hospitals by ambulance. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 298. Pick 4, 0228. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the 3rd annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles came home yesterday, and they did it the old-fashioned way. It's called station-to-station baseball, banging out 15 hits, 13 of them singles, two doubles, no home runs, en route to an 8-5 win over the Red Sox. Tyler O'Neill goes 4-for-4, Cedric Mullins 4 RBIs, and an old friend closed it out for Baltimore.
Alex Bregman can turn around some heaters, man, I'm telling you.
He pops this one up. Bautista points to the sky. Urias waves his arms, and the Orioles win the opener. Bit of a nervy finish, but Felix Bautista gets to close out a home win.
Kevin Brown had it on Masson. It's been a long time since Bautista took the hill at Camden Yards. It wasn't a safe situation, and it wasn't clean. But according to the manager, it was emotional.
Really cool in the home opener to have that kind of crowd and energy support. Really cool for Felix to feel that, to feel the love from Baltimore fans.
Birds are off today. Zach Eflin takes the hill tomorrow night against the Red Sox. Five Maryland basketball players now have entered the transfer portal, and a top recruit decommits after Kevin Willard's departure to Villanova. Among the players are starting guards Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice. The top recruit is Mount Zion Prep four-star guard Christian Jeffrey, the Terps' lone commit in the class of 25. Coming up in 30 minutes, former Maryland basketball players aren't holding back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two.
Or should we say fire number two? Torpedo bats being the theme of the day. coming up with this hour, of course, several stories. One, including, we're going to take a look at the campus violence, which continues to be a problem, as is violence all over America, thanks to the radical violent left. Rachel Morin's murderer, that trial got underway yesterday. With jury selection now appears to be final. We'll take a look at Tom Homan on the border, and just another incredible, horrific story of a mother of five being killed by an illegal alien that was let in by Joe Biden. That's coming up. As well.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, but let's start with this. Up on the hill, well, I'll tell you, more fireworks. You get Tom Homan in front of a group of hostile Democrats. He will not hold fire. And he returned his fire once Chuy Garcia, and I believe I'm pronouncing the first name, it was a nickname, C-H-U-Y, Chuy Garcia began to light into him about Orange Man bad, and oh yeah, Tom Homan man bad too.
The Trump administration claimed they had no choice but to rip children from their parents because they were criminally prosecuting the parents pursuant to zero tolerance policy. Again, and policies that the administration created and that you, Mr. Homan, accepted, enforced, and championed, as we've seen.
Yeah, wow, Mr. Homan, you see, Orange Man bad, and you're bad too. And this is a phrase that I'm still working on. Garcia then contends that they're getting in the way, that is, Homan and Trump et al., are getting in the way of the unalienable rights of illegal immigrants. I did not realize that they had those.
People are desperately waiting months just to get in line and be granted the inalienable rights to due process. Mr. Homan, you have said that most immigrants are, quote, not criminals other than the criminal act that they do when they enter the country illegally. That is why I think we ought to revisit decriminalizing desperation.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, you see, he moved from those individuals who are waiting in line. In other words, they want to come in legally. They're waiting in line in order to enter this country. And somehow, all of a sudden, those become the illegals who are sneaking across the border and the million or more gotaways. No, sir. You can choose one group of individuals or the other, but they're not the same. If you have people waiting in line, yeah, I think we have to take a look at whether or not there are changes that can be made. Now, personally, we're going to probably disagree because I think we should shut it down entirely for a period of roughly 20 years until we absorb the immigrants who are already here. And we've done this before, and it works, because I'm afraid we're going to have a group of ghettoized populations all over the entire country, not able to speak with one another, not sharing a common vision, not sharing a common language. And I think that's a very bad direction for this country to go. Garcia obviously holds a different point of view, and he's welcome to that point of view. But then he rips Holman for Holman being heartless.
Mr. Holman, do you understand that the consequences of separation of many children will be lifelong trauma and carried across generations? Have we not learned from the internment of Japanese Americans? Mr. Holman, I'm a father. Do you have children? How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you?
Oh, wow.
I don't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
Yeah, that's Chuy Garcia. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms? Wait until you hear Holman return fire. That's coming up. All right, now, though, it's 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We now see the impact of the wreck on 95 South at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. We're already backed up to Mountain Road and rapidly backing up towards Route 24. The new report which came in, we can't see it. There are no cameras after you get south of here. But two of the left-hand lanes blocked. Big delays on 95. Already see traffic getting off at Mountain Road, going over towards Pulaski Highway. If you're back at Route 24, I would suggest you do the same exact thing. Get over to Pulaski Highway, come down to White Marsh Boulevard, come back to 95, and you are around that area. I guess there's any saving grace here because of this backup. The tunnels will lighten up a little bit because everybody's stuck up here in Harford County on the southbound side. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there, including the Parkville side. Some slowing at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX last look still clear, no problems, no delays, south of Ruxton Road, and then through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, the I-team has come across some previously we've unearthed some undisclosed audio of childhood in Irvington. Somebody sent this to Bruce, so I want to make sure that we... you can set this up.
Yeah, for those who didn't have the opportunity to hear yesterday, Chuck, I believe at the time, his age, pretty tender age, I think his handicap was 27 at the time. And he was the same guy on the greens then as he is now.
Is golf fun?
No.
Do you like golf?
No.
Do you want to play more golf?
Pretty much exactly the same guy.
I sounded just like that Saturday. With the same force I play with every week.
Not much has changed. Thanks, Chuck.
All right, see you.
Weather channel forecast, sunny today at a high of 60. Right now, 41 in Columbia, 44 in Annapolis. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed, it is. And we're looking at, a couple things. One is Liberation Day tomorrow. Today's election day in Wisconsin and those crucial districts in Florida. But tomorrow's Liberation Day, where countries who are penalizing United States exports, meaning that we're exporting and they're importing some very heavy tariffs. And tomorrow, they'll begin slapping these countries like Canada, Mexico, China, and others, the European Union, with reciprocal tariffs, meaning you hit us, we hit you. And here's the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking about some of those tariffs.
Well, I think, first of all, unfortunately, these countries have been ripping off our country for far too long. And they've made, I think, their disdain for the American worker quite clear. If you look at the unfair trade practices that we have, 50% from the European Union on American dairy, You have a 700% tariff from Japan on American rice. You have a 100% tariff from India on American agricultural products. You have nearly a 300% tariff from Canada on American butter and American cheese. This makes it virtually impossible for American products to be imported into these markets, and it has put a lot of Americans out of business and out of work over the past several decades. So it's time for reciprocity, and it's time for a president to take historic change to do what's right for the American people, and that's going to take place on Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's that is free and fair trade. Not these, and again, there are certain tariffs that we cannot impose due to the United States Canada Mexico Agreement, the UCMA deal, but it is going to be China and elsewhere. And look, if Canada is charging these outrageous tariffs, then why should we, you know, our farmers suffer? Exactly. So this is an America First populist agenda, and this is about bringing you back, treating Americans first, being America First, and bringing back American manufacturing. Meanwhile, President Trump said he was ticked off at Vladimir Putin because Putin continues to ignore ceasefire deal, and he's still fighting the war. He's, you know, this is a maximalist attempt by the former KGB agent to try to get as much as he can. And what's going to happen next, I think, if Trump gets ticked off enough, and I think he is he's going to just turn around and put maximum sanctions on Russia oil and Russia gas. And that'll starve the beast. And I think that was the last arrow in the quiver, but I think that's coming. Yep. As far as Volodymyr Zelensky, he now is reneging on the rare earth minerals deal. And President Trump says he's going to have big, big problems because he thinks he's getting into NATO. Not going to happen. That will not happen. As long as President Trump is in office, that will not happen. Yeah. And it won't happen if J.D. Vance gets in there after that as well. So, again, I think these are both sides trying to fire their last shot before they realize this war is not going anywhere, and except it's just going to continue to lead to massive losses on both sides for Russian soldiers and Ukraine soldiers as well.
It begins to feel like the 100 years war between France and Britain. It just goes on forever and ever and ever. People keep dying generation after generation. It's been going on for a while, folks.
Yeah.
The indications are the CIA has been active on the ground there, our folks.
Well, the New York Times is reporting that there are U.S. military boots on the ground in Ukraine and that this was a CIA operation that Joe Biden signed off on this. The problem that I have with this is this was put out by the New York Times, not to embarrass Joe Biden, but to embarrass Donald Trump and Marco Rubio, because Rubio, as part of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, would have been given, he'd been read in on this. He would have known about it. Again, this is going to put a wedge now between Trump and Rubio. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Unless Rubio was up front with Trump and said, look, there's the deal. So we'll have to wait and see how this all plays out. But that's why the New York Times is doing it, is not because they want to embarrass Biden, but because they want to put a wedge between Trump and Rubio, because things have been going along pretty well. Meanwhile, Trump went on Truth Social yesterday. He got a call from a good guy. Long story short, Kid Rock invited Bill Maher to the White House for a dinner conversation. Bill Maher, who's done nothing but trash Trump most of his professional career. So we don't know anything coming out of that as of yet, but we'll find out what came out of that meeting here shortly.
To be a fly on the wall.
72 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, Tom Holman, The Borders Are.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
722, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Tuesday morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come during this hour, the Department of Education slowly beginning to sunset itself. Linda McMahon was on with, Maria Bartiromo, I believe, this past weekend, and describing what's happened to U.S. education since we introduced the Department of Education. Not particularly a ringing recommendation or endorsement to keep it around much longer.
Yeah, same thing's happened here in Maryland, where SAT scores have dropped with that in spite of 48% increase in public education funding.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We have a big problem. 95 South, the wreck is at the Hartford County, Baltimore County line. It's after Mountain Road, after exit 74, and two of the left-hand lanes blocked at last report. I'm looking at the camera right at Mountain Road. I'm watching a couple of these tractor trailers. They've been sitting in the same spot for the last 3 or 4 minutes. Some traffic is getting by, but not enough to help this out. We're backed up to at least Route 24 and may go beyond that. Northbound at Route 24, the ongoing construction there. But the southbound traffic now, you need to get over to Pulaski Highway down to White Marsh Boulevard and then come back over towards I-95. Nothing out of the ordinary now on the JFX with the lanes clear. A little more traffic from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry today, and 60. And right now we're 39 in Reisterstown, and it is 44 in Annapolis. And you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Michael, by the way, emails in. The president was wrong. He missed the best possible appointment to enforce free and fair trade politics. Charles Whitaker, the king of barter. He is the true king of the deal. P.S. Chuck, don't forget the check. Yeah, the check is in the mail. You heard Troy Garcia go after Tom Homan. Orange Man bad, Tom Homan also bad. You guys are all heartless, blah, blah, blah. Tom Homan, to his credit, sat through this without absolutely exploding, although you can see the smoke, the steam coming out of his ears while he was waiting, and he finally decided to fire back.
Your comments are disgusting. I've served my
country for 34 years. I find your comments disgusting as well.
I've served my country for 34 years, and yes, I held a five-year-old boy in my arms and backed that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like, and I had a five-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed.
And it does. It needs to be fixed. And Homan's been at this for 3.5 decades, day in, day out, trying to give us a secure border so that he, as a person out in the field and the guys with whom he's been working for the last 3.5 decades, don't have as much heartbreak to witness. Because right now, it continues. We continue to find tractor trailers with a bunch of dead people in it because they were just abandoned by the people who smuggled them across the border.
No one in this room has seen what I've seen in my 34-year career. No one has experienced what I've experienced. I've saw many dead bodies coming across this border. And you want to talk about the memo? This memo is one option to stop death. not just about enforcing the law, stop death. If you want to legalize illegal immigration, good luck with that, because it's going to get a hell of a lot worse on that border. If you say, well, okay, from now on, there will be no consequence, no deterrence. It's not illegal to come to this country legally. More families will come. 31% women would be raped. More children would die.
You know, those stats, and he has them at hand, 31% of the women coming across the border right now are raped on the way here. Many of them multiple times. Multiple times. And, of course, the members of the various cartels will have rape trees where they hang the women's undergarments, proving somehow, look at me, I'm a man, I can force myself on some poor woman. And then Homan decided to go ahead and push back directly on Garcia.
We're a nation of laws. If you don't like it, sir, change it. You're the legislator. I'm the executive branch. And I've served my country honorably for 34 years. And I will not sit here and have anybody say that I don't care about children because you're not the same color as my children.
Yeah. In other words, don't try that racism crap on me. Which, of course, is exactly what Garcia did. Maybe you don't care much about children, Mrs. Homan, Mr. Homan, because, after all, they're not the same color as you. What an egregious snot. This is the kind of behavior you expect out of the political left, but these ad hominem attacks typically fall flat if you take a step back and examine what's going on. They have no argument to make, so all they have is to attack somebody on a personal basis. Of course, with Homan, they ran into a guy who says, yes, I have sat with a 5-year-old child dying in my arms. I have seen other little children dead in their parents' arms as they were locked into the back of an 18-wheeler and abandoned there in a hot Sonora desert. Yes, he's seen that stuff. And he says, bear in mind, you guys treat this somehow as if we're punishing people by asking them to respect our borders. That's not the case. Beyond that, we have the right to have a secure border.
I'm extremely frustrated because what I've seen today is misleading the American people. People are dying. Not in ICE custody. If you compare people who died in ICE custody to every state, federal system, we got the lowest rate. We got a hell of a lot lower rate than the city of New York. Mm-hmm. But no one wants to talk about us. We need to save lives. We need to secure our borders. Nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with a secure border.
And it's an important phrase. There's nothing wrong with having a secure border. I would argue beyond that, that unless if you want to have a nation, if you want to have a successful nation state, secure border and recognized common language, common goals, you have to have those things.
We have another poster demon to share with you. This is a Georgia mother, grandmother, mother of five, a 21-year-old illegal alien that crossed during the Biden regime, first year of Biden's office when he opened up the borders wide open. His name, Hector Sagustime Rivas, killed a woman by the name of Camilla Williams in a suburb of Atlanta, repeatedly raped her, strangled her to death, and then raped her after she died. He has been arrested by ICE. And he was in the country illegally, thanks to Biden.
Thanks, Joe.
And the Democrats. Horrific, horrific story. Right, coming up next, the Rachel Morin murderer trial gets underway. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland State Police investigating a fatal head-on crash in Howard County. According to preliminary investigations, an SUV, stolen SUV, driven by a 17-year-old from Baltimore, was traveling the wrong way on the I-70 ramp at around 12:30 Monday morning when it struck a car being driven by Fred Eyeman of Columbia. Eyeman pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the 17-year-old SUV driver flown to shock trauma and his 13- and 16-year-old passengers also taken to local hospitals by ambulance. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has established the Youth Engagement Strategy, or the YES Council, to address juvenile crime. The creation of the council comes after a number of violent incidents in the county that include a shooting near the mall in Columbia that killed a 16-year-old and a previous shooting that claimed the life of a 17-year-old near the mall's food court. Baltimore's Harborview Marina is closed. The marina sent a letter to boat owners and liveaboards last month saying there is no other choice than to close after receiving a report from a marine engineer who expressed safety concerns about the condition of the fixed pier. Boat owners who were docked at Harborview had to move their vessels elsewhere, but as of yesterday, there were still a couple of boats there at the marina. Harborview has told boat owners it will issue refunds for any slip dockage that extends past yesterday's closing date. And jury selection has begun in the Rachel Moran trial. This is the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, who allegedly killed the mother of five in August of 2023. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 298. Your pick four, 0228. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Big backups coming out of Harford County. The wreck was southbound 95 after Mountain Road. And as you're coming into Baltimore County, around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Last report, and we just can't see it. It's out of camera range. Two of the left-hand lanes were blocked. I still see the backup sitting here at Mountain Road. We're backed up to Route 24 and maybe even beyond that. And the ramp traffic coming off of 95, trying to get over to Pulaski Highway, gridlock there. So all the way back at 24, if you can make that move to Pulaski Highway there, you're really going to save yourself some time because it's just almost standing still completely on the southbound side. A little further down now, both the tunnels still looking at delays, heavy traffic on 95 and 895 south coming in from the city county line, and all your normal delays, the usual stuff out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Unlock your business's energy saving potential. BGE will cover up to 75% of the cost of your energy efficient upgrades, savings that will help boost your bottom line. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/radio.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles moved up the starting time of yesterday's opener to get ahead of the weather, and the Birds were ready for the adjustment.
At 136 in spring, but boy, he has been on point.
That ball is jolted right center field. It's down. It's going to bring in two. Mullins in the second. Opening day number six. Off to a dream beginning.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, said Mullins, the crowning blow of a four-run first that powered Baltimore to an 8-5 win over the Red Sox. Mullins in a walk year, off to a hot start, batting .350 with 10 RBI.
Just really leaning off the confidence I had in the second half last year. Spring training for me was more process-oriented, not results. Just really wanted the body to be healthy coming out, getting some results now.
Pre-game yesterday, news was not so good. Birds announcing before the game that left fielder Colton Cowser has been put on the injured list with a broken thumb suffered on a head-first slide in Toronto. Here's manager Brandon Hyde in the pregame.
It's a big loss. It's, guy that won or was second rookie of the year last year. He's timetable-wise, it's a fracture, so it's probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Dylan Carlson was called up from AAA. Heston Kerstad should receive more playing time in the outfield. In the wake of Kevin Willard's departure to Villanova and the players now transferring out of the program, as per the Baltimore Sun, former Terps basketball stars are starting to speak out. Three-time All-Atlantic Coast Conference player and former All-American Len Elmore was so frustrated by what he witnessed that he penned a letter that he shared on social media Monday blaming, quote, outsiders for what has happened to our beloved program. And Elmore wasn't alone. Former three-time All-American forward and 1974 NBA draft pick Tom McMillan disagreed with how Willard declared Evans' departure to SMU the day before the team's NCAA tournament first-round game against Grand Canyon and petitioned for a greater portion of the university's revenue-sharing plan. McMillan said that stuff needs to be kept in-house. John Harbaugh met the media yesterday in Palm Beach, Florida. As the owners' meetings got underway, Harbaugh was congratulated on his new 3-year extension and offered this.
Talking to actually my agent, he had said something to me. It really was just really a telling thing. He said, "You're 5 for 5 in your head coaching career." And I kind of looked at him like, "You guys are all looking at me right now." He said, "You're 5 for 5. He said, "You've had the 2 best team presidents in the NFL. You've had the 2 best general managers in the NFL, and you've got the best owner in the National Football League."
Harbaugh also offering that the Ravens have begun internal discussions on a contract extension for Lamar. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a partnership to announce.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, I'm very pleased to announce this partnership, guys. I think you know about it, but Stein on Sports and the Morning Drive now is in a partnership with PressBox, multiple platforms that they have online and on, in print, etc. PressBox is run by Stan the Fan Charles, who's a good friend of mine, a good friend of ours. John Colson, who I used to work with back in my CBS days.
Stan used to have a show here.
Exactly right. And so the reason why we're doing this partnership is because it's going to give our listeners a lot more access to local sports coverage. PressBox is the leader in local sports coverage. You'll be able to access their coverage on our website, WCBM, on the Stein on Sports page. I'll have videos every week now. I'll start doing podcasts with local sports newsmakers that we're going to put up on the website. So a lot more to come in terms of sports here. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that all they have to do is go to WCBM.com to the Stein on Sports page, and they will have a plethora of local sports coverage.
Yeah, the first video, I think, is just you hit it out of the park with watching that buttermelt on top of the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just really amazing.
Wait, you guys videoed that?
Will the videos actually be you on camera?
Partly, yeah. It will be me on camera. Is that good or bad, Bruce?
Okay. Okay.
Anything after okay?
No, that's good. It's just either wow, that's tremendous, or
he gets triggered by a torpedo bat every time he sees a bat now.
He really does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, lots more to come.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
that's great stuff.
Onward and forward and upward, or whatever they say.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say. They say onward and forward and upward.
That's right.
Okay. And then sideways and downward and through.
7:39.
Please help me.
21 minutes before the hour. It's too late. 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. On a serious note today, of course, jury selection continues in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, the illegal alien that has been accused in the rape and murder of Rachel Marin, as you might remember, was brutally raped and murdered on the Monpah Trail in Bel Air. And, of course, this shocked the entire community. We have spent a long time covering this story, as you might imagine, and as you all know. Not only that, but Kayla Hamilton as well. We've had Tammy Nobles on here in the past. And two high-profile murders of Harford Countyans at the hands of illegal aliens. So, finally, it's taking a long time to get here. Justice is going to be, hopefully, meted out. So jury selection underway right now. And yesterday, the defense, and they're calling this the Harford County's highest profile case in history, the jury, basically the defense was asking, obviously they wanted the jury to be a fair trial. There was an open-ended questionnaire about before they had to fill out before they entered the courtroom, and for those selected, they had to be sequestered. And the prosecution was arguing the last-minute motions are merely delay tactics, continuing to push off the inevitable. Ultimately, both these requests were rejected by the judge, saying they would be impractical and unnecessary. Here is Randolph Rice, who represents Morin's mom and siblings.
There's people all the time that I run into, and I ask, have you ever heard of the Rachel Morin case? And they say they haven't. So I have no doubt that they're going to be able to find 12 jurors that are going to be fair and impartial.
I think one of the questions I thought was really bizarre was, have you ever been on the Mom Pa trail?
Why does that apply?
Yeah. So, I mean, that shouldn't apply at all. I mean, maybe it's a familiarity with the trail. I mean, that's one thing. But I don't know if that would be a strike or not. But in an unexpected twist, Rice himself was accused of hindering the process through his relationship with the media. Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy said that she's asked him repeatedly to stop talking to the media. Even a day after receiving an email from me, he ignored my request.
See, look, this is what the defense does. They're always trying to find ways to sort of draw more information from the jurors to get some piece of information if they may be biased or have some opinion about the case itself. So why not drag the family attorney into the case and then get yelled at by the judge for a little while? So it's okay. I've got tough skin.
Yeah. And then he went on to say that, Patty Morin, Rachel's mom, as you might imagine, she faces a tough time in court over the next 2 weeks.
And she said she is very sad today. You know, this is sort of tough because you're sitting in a courtroom about to see some really, really tough, tough images of your daughter, hear some really bad facts about what happened to your daughter.
You know what's interesting to me is that, I think that I often clean these people up, that have been accused, and they dress them in suits, and they get their hair cut, and they shave their beards, and they look like all Americans. I've always had a problem with that. I think they should appear as they were arrested.
Yeah, well, cosmetics count, and if you're
trying to step on the scale when you try to make them appear to be something that they're not?
Sure.
So how is that a fair and impartial trial?
As a defense attorney, you are legally bound to give your client the best possible defense. And if they make the decision
that... You can still defend, but not just based on what they look like. I mean, I've always had a problem with that.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who has kind of constant problems in life. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
You're familiar with the name Bob Casserly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's now become a mobile unit for the Traffic Team Radio Network.
Oh, very good.
He wanted to call and tell me that all the lanes are open on 95. What a guy.
Bob's a great guy.
Yeah. Because we can't see where he's riding, but he just confirmed that all the lanes are open.
Harford County executive, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
He holds on to that Harford County thing as a side gig to this traffic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people after Chuck's job. I guess they get, they smell blood in the water.
Yeah.
Why is there looking? Wait a minute. I didn't know. Maybe I'm leaking. But thank you for that, Bob. I appreciate it. I know you're listening. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Brought to you as a service of Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Now, we're open, but we're not out of the woods because all this traffic still has to come south from Route 24 and in through Mountain Road. But at least we're moving some lanes again. We can see the off-ramp traffic in Mountain Road is still backed up. So that still means there's a lot of folks over on Pulaski Highway, and we'll keep an eye on it. It may take another half an hour or so for it to clear out. New wreck eastbound I-70 at the bridge at Route 32, and that looks like it's blocking the right lane. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, so we need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. If you'd like a chance to win a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt, coffee mug, give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Right now, your Weather Channel forecast, sunny today and a high of 60, mostly sunny again tomorrow. Again, high near 60, and then the big heat up again continues. That weather over the weekend is just gorgeous.
Yeah, this coming weekend, same thing.
Yeah, 78 on Thursday, maybe scattered showers through Saturday. But again, up and down we go in the roller coaster of Maryland weather. And right now it is windy at 45 in Stevensville. Mostly sunny and 42 in Parkville. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And, again, we're getting our contestant, hopefully, as soon as possible.
Yep.
And we'll do that in just a moment.
In the meantime, let's tune in and listen to Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. Spartacus?
He's still talking. He's been talking all night.
I'm Spartacus.
Yeah, he's Spartacus, sorry.
Well, he is the original Spartacus.
Did I ever tell you what I did at a Starbucks in New York City?
No.
I went in, and they asked for my name, and it said Spartacus. And when the order was ready, they said, you know, latte for Spartacus, and I stood up and said, I am Spartacus. And then four or five other guys in the shop all stood up sequentially and said it too. It was a wonderful moment.
I'm shocked they were able to pronounce it or spell it properly. That always seems to be a problem for the
yes,
folks.
You were Spartacus, and they said, you are thrown out.
Exactly. Yeah. For being a troublemaker. They charge you double for your super latte or whatever they call it at Starbucks. Rick and Glenn Burney is our contestant
today.
Good
morning, Rick. Good, we stalled long enough.
Hello, Rick.
Good morning, good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll be the last.
All right, Rick, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, the fall of Great Britain has a cautionary tale of what could happen in the United States if the woke mob gets its way. According to the London Telegraph, new data reveals that a toddler between the ages of 3 and 4 suspended from nursery school after accusations of transphobic or homophobic behavior during an academic year.
A three-year-old?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
We don't have any specific details of the case nor the name of the school, but a three-year-old was being transphobic, so he was booted out.
Okay.
Story 2, Muckraker.com has followed several Tesla firebombers as they went on to attend other paid appearances. The firebombers then attended a Bernie AOC rally in Nevada. And shortly thereafter, the firebombers then attended a Tim Walz Beto O'Rourke rally in Texas. Muckraker said the paid agitators told them they were making upwards of $50,000 a year attending these events. And story 3, a new dating app is called Tribal. It's changing the game. It blurs the pictures of people you're chatting with for 72 hours. This is so you get to know them personally before making a decision based on how they look. A Tribal app is now available at your app store.
Hmm.
So it's all about the inner beauty.
Okay.
Apparently. All right, story 1. Toddler suspended from nursery school for being transphobic. Story 2, paid the Tesla bombers attending other Democrat events. And story 3, the Tribal app for dating. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker today.
Well, I think the little kid was probably talking about wee-wees and pee-pees. So I'll probably go with that. I think that's probably correct. I think I'm going to go with the tribe.
All right. Chuck goes with the tribe. Story number 3, Mr. Bruce.
Yeah, I think the long trans running, the little kid, that's probably a true story.
Nice.
Story number 2, not sure, so I'm going to opt to think that that one's true. So I'm going to stick with Mr. Whitaker, he who knows all, and say it was the tribe, which is the fake
especially
mystery.
When it comes to wee-wees and pee-wees.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Unfortunately, that's extinct. They always still characterizes them.
I could see the app being true, although I don't think that's going to last very long, but I think that could be true. And I also believe the three-year-old, not that he was doing it, but that he was that was what it was being labeled. So I'm going to say number 2. I do think there's some crossover in the protesters, but I don't know if we know that much. How much they're making.
Kristen votes for story number 2, and Rick in Glen Burnie.
Yeah, I'll go with the number 2.
Rick goes with Kristen on this one. Nobody votes for story 1, the transphobic 3-year-old suspended from nursery school. That is 100% true. Story 2, the professional Tesla bomber Democrat rally attendees. That's our fake news story of the day.
Well,
Kristen
done.
And Rick sniff it out. Way to go, Rick. We'll put you in hold, tell you how to get your prize. And the boys got bamboozled.
Yeah.
That's hard.
All right. That happens. More frequently than you might imagine.
More often lately.
Yes, exactly. We've upped our game when it comes to writing these.
You upped your game. Yes, that's true. Oh, I think there's more curveballs being thrown these
days. Yes, I do.
I never could hit a curveball.
Yeah. Well, you need a torpedo bat to get that.
Oh, yeah. Can you get me one, Dad?
Yes, for Christmas.
Thank you.
All right, son. We'll see you later.
All right, Bob.
7:51, 9 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey. You know, Rescue Natural Supplements, for the longest time, Rescue Orsine has been one of our top sellers. You know, and it's all natural, and there's no caffeine, there's no other drugs or chemicals in it, and it's going to help boost your, you know, energy where it's sustainable all day long. And that's the reason why, because it's heart healthy. It's developed by a cardiologist, Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and it is going to help regulate your blood pressure, and it's, as I said, healthy for your heart, and it's going to give you that sustainable energy. Why? How does it do it? Because it's not an artificial stimulation or temporary stimulation of your sympathetic nerve system. It is an actual fuels for your cell. So it's adenosine triphosphate. That is that cellular fuel you need that helps fire off your cells, makes your cells function efficiently, and helps your cells to repair when they need repair as well. That's the reason why it lasts all day and you don't get that crash. Right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you order. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number, or you can go to myrescue.com, MYRES-Q.com. And that buy one, get one free coupon code is My Energy.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Tuesday morning, 7:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so all this traffic that got caught up on 95 in Harford County is now moving, and it looks like they dropped the green flag at the Indy 500. I mean, they're hauling butt coming south from Joppa Road down to the Beltway and inside the Beltway here at Chesico Avenue. And then right after the city-county line, you run into another backup because 95 is sitting right there at Moravia Road. 895 is only backed up right now to Pulaski Highway, but it's going to catch up as well, and eventually it's going to back up to Moravia Road. So you're not out of the woods yet. You got out of that backup in Harford County, running into another one close into the Harvard Tunnels. Watch for the wreck at Howard County, eastbound I-70, right lane at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, 60 today. Right now it is sunny at 42 in Edgewood, 43 in Severn. Let's take a phone call here from Claude in Arbutus.
Hey, Claude.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Fine, sir. Thank you.
So, and I'm going to say this. That about the fence, I guess the fence here, is trying to find out about the Mom and Pop Trail, because what they're trying to do is establish about the wooded area, how is it, walking, lighting, and all that nonsense. Basically, to see that, well, could the guy basically hide back there to attack this girl? That's basically what it is. And, you know, they got him, they're going to have him in a suit and tie and all that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just never understood. It's supposed to be an impartial trial, a fair trial, and obviously an impartial jury. But, you know, again, maybe you can make an argument that the clothes that he was arrested in, that obviously can't be wearing those. But, you know, the fact is you are now trying to influence that jury.
Well, they're evidence.
Right.
Well, but here's the thing. You know, you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
In the Constitution. And you are.
Yes, so, 100%.
And when you go to court, everybody should wear a suit, really, to be a professional-looking attire. Not coming there with shorts and all that kind of stuff. But you know what I mean, on that part of it.
Well, I agree. Look, and I have very few problems with the idea that the defense is going to do whatever it can to benefit right. its client. It's their job. It's part of the system. Clarence Darrow, one of the best trial attorneys in the history of this country, used to have a trick where he would take a paper clip and jam it lengthwise down his cigar. And then he would sit with the cigar in court, with the cigar lit. And the ash would build up and build up and build up, and he'd sit there perfectly still. Nobody knew he had the ash held in place, in essence, with his paperclip. So the jury, during testimony that would be disadvantageous, to his clients, instead were focused on the ash on the cigar rather than on the testimony. Any trick they can, man, that's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's the role of a judge to come in and whether to allow or disallow any of these.
Also, John, they should not allow the all-pasta photos. That's a terrible-looking thing for her to look at, her family. And my heart goes out to them.
That part of it has got to be the most brutal part of any of this kind of trial. Claude, thanks so much for the call.
Appreciate
that.
Lynn McMahon over at the Department of Education is doing her very best to do herself out of a job.
The president has made it incredibly clear that he expects that students who are going to universities can go to a safe campus without discrimination. What we saw across Columbia and other universities was that the universities were not living up to that.
No, they were not living up to that, and he wants that change. She talked with some of the students, for example, at Columbia University, and says that the Jewish students at Columbia, many of them have either gone underground or taken any of the activities they associate with their faith and hidden it.
When you see students barricaded in the library, people pounding on the glass saying, death to USA, death to Israel, and I've talked to Jewish students who told me that they were afraid to go across campus, and a lot of the Jewish interaction on campus has been driven underground. And that's just not the way our education should be. And the president is really firm in that.
Yeah, very firm in that, and they're doing their very best to make sure that those universities either get their act together or lose federal funding. And some of the federal funding is rather substantial.
Yeah,
it's roughly 20% of Columbia's annual budget to have the amount of money lost from the feds. Money's fungible, so whether it's slated to go to Purpose 1 or Purpose 2, sooner or later, money has to be spent on heating the buildings, providing light and electricity.
Sure.
That kind of stuff happens.
Well, they're looking at $418 million in federal funding could be in jeopardy here in Maryland. So that's another shoe to drop. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, and they're there to make sure that your home sells. So once you list with Vinny, here's what happens. They'll first come out, either Vinny or one of his agents, and they'll look at the staging of your home and see if you need to make some improvements. If you do, they've got a fixer-upper program there where you don't have to do it. They'll do it for you. And then, of course, they deduct whatever is spent from the proceeds of the sale of the home. So they have all the details on that, on the trade in your home program, on the sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months. They've got all sorts of unique programs to help sell your home and get that sold in a timely fashion. But here's the guarantee. Once you sign on the dotted line and you agree on the asking price and the time frame in which you want to sell your home, it's sold. Because if it doesn't sell, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash, and you go home a happy camper and you sell that home. That's what Vinny does. Your home sold guarantee realty company at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. All right, coming up next, the budget debate in the Maryland Senate is underway. We're close, folks.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Three special elections with national impact are being held today. In Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched
since the Liberal candidate in the race says she is for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race expected to exceed $100 million. Reciprocal tariffs are on President Trump's agenda. He's planning to roll out those tariffs tomorrow, although we could hear some details later today. While the president is constitutionally limited to two terms in office, President Trump has been toying with the idea of a third term in the White House.
People are asking me to run, and there's a whole story about running for a third term. I don't know. I never looked into it. They do say there's a way you can do it, but I don't know about that, but I have not looked into it. I want to do a fantastic job.
With the time left in his current term. And by the way, Mr. Trump says he would relish the chance to run against Barack Obama if Mr. Obama could seek a third term. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in the red. The Dow futures are down 242 points. NASDAQ futures off 83. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
Live. Tuesday morning, 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the BW Parkway going into Prince George's County. It's southbound near Powder Mill Road. It looks like delays will go back between 198 and 197. So if you're heading south and going down to the Capitol Beltway, that's a new delay there. The wreck about 40 minutes ago, eastbound I-70 at Route 32. We're still recovering from the big wreck in Harford County. We're moving traffic again. The wreck was after Mountain Road southbound. All that traffic is working its way through, but now running into the heavy traffic. Some of it went on to the Beltway. Most of it went straight ahead, and we're backed up. Pretty good delays right now moving south into both the harbor tunnels, the tail end of the backup there, right around the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are mostly in the 40s, 49 degrees in Edgewater right now, and Dundalk has 48. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of the man accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Monpah Trail in Harford County. Illegal immigrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the mother of five in August of 2023. The 24-year-old faces murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. On Monday, a judge denied defense motions to sequester the jury during the trial. Two people injured after a tree fell on a Baltimore apartment building. Fox 45 reports that it happened just after 9 p.m. Monday evening, 5800 block of Western Run Drive, and the building after that was evacuated. The Baltimore City Fire Department, BGE, the city's Office of Emergency Emergency Management and the Baltimore City Department of Housing responded to the scene. A 10-year-old child and a 33-year-old woman were both taken to the hospital with what are believed to be minor injuries. Maryland State Police are investigating a fatal head-on crash in Howard County. According to the preliminary investigation, an SUV driven by a 17-year-old from Baltimore traveling the wrong way on the I-70 ramp around 12:30 Monday morning, it struck a car driven by Fred Eilman of Columbia. Eilman was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say the 17-year-old SUV driver was flown through shock trauma. His 13- and 16-year-old passengers are taken to local hospitals by ambulance. The Frederick County Sheriff's Office and the Howard County Police have been pursuing the stolen SUV, but the chase had ended several miles before the crash. Charges are pending, and a consultation with the Office of State Attorney for Howard County will take place. And Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has established the Youth Engagement Strategy. This is a new council, the Yes Council, to address juvenile crime. It's 8:06. Next, Stein on Sports.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Perhaps the most impressive thing to come out of yesterday's 8-5 home opener win over the Red Sox was the Orioles' ability to manufacture runs. After hitting 9 home runs in the season's first 2 wins, Baltimore hit none yesterday, but did pound out 15 hits, pleasing manager Brandon Hyde.
Well, it's something we're going to have to do. I mean, you're going to have to do both and be able to win different ways, multiple nights. I really liked our bats. I mean, obviously we scored 4 in both those innings, but the type of bats, the opposite field hits, stealing bases.
Cedric Mullins banged out a couple of those hits and knocked in 4 runs. Here's Mullins after the game.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talk about all the time. How do we manufacture runs until that big stick comes up? And, you know, we were really able to do it today. Like you said, 8 runs without a single homer is huge. A lot of table setters today, and guys were able to follow up.
Birds and Red Sox are off today. There's a great pitching matchup tomorrow night. Opening day starters Zach Eflin and Garrett Crochet will take it at 6:35 p.m. Crochet, according to ESPN, just signing a $170 million contract extension to stay in Boston. And finally, as it turns out, Maryland isn't the only school in the state looking for a new athletic director. Navy announced yesterday that longtime AD Chet Gladchuk will retire after the spring sports season ending a 24-year run in Annapolis. Coming up in 30 minutes, Calvert Hall just may be the best high school lacrosse team in the country. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, You may have already guessed this, but guess which state is one of the top 10 states for illegal alien minors?
Let me guess.
Yeah, you may want to take a wild shot at that. Also, Signalgate. What is the largest larger story here that's being ignored in this whole manufactured crisis? Top story here, though, is the budget in the state of Maryland, and the story within the story is pay no attention. It's a shell game that's being performed right now. You know, you see at the carnivals and on the streets and so on and so forth. That shell game is they want you to keep your eye on the cuts, but there aren't any actual cuts in the state budget. Oh, sure, they'll not pay some positions that are vacant, and they'll redirect money. That's what they're doing. Yep. They're taking money out of one area, and they're redirecting it elsewhere. Pay very close attention to the $1.67 billion in tax increases, which they continue to add on.
Mm-hmm.
We're just less than a week away from sine die, the end of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and they're still tinkering with the edges. Now, there's an interesting Sun poll out today, the Baltimore Sun. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Governor Westmore is handling Maryland's budget deficit? Nearly 92% either strongly or somewhat disapprove. Most of it strongly. 90% strongly disapprove. Okay? The rest approve somewhat or strongly approve of it. Those are the Marxists. That's how many Marxists we have in the state of Maryland. In any event, here's the bottom line, $1.67 billion in tax increases. Carroll County Senator Justin Reedy says, can't afford it.
We don't have the money. We don't have enough money coming in to meet the mandates that our state has passed in the past.
And last Friday, they tried the mattress tax, or the sleep tax, as it's being called. They added, we already have a sales tax on mattresses. They want an additional tax when you buy a mattress in the state of Maryland. Then there's the tire tax that they're talking about now. They want to take the vehicle excise tax down from 6.8 to 6.3 and tax your when you, I guess, either buy tires or... seriously, you name it, and just about everything is taxed here in the state of Maryland. But on the tech tax, there is great confusion. Here's an interesting exchange between Senator James Rosapep of PG County and Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey.
His understanding of the law and the controller's understanding of the law and my understanding of the law are different.
There are a lot of industries out there that are very closely watching what Maryland is doing.
I understand that.
People want to know.
That's
people
what we're talking about. That's why we're discussing
who
it.
And who pays it and where it's paid.
It's where the service is delivered. If the service is not delivered in Maryland, they will not pay the tax.
Okay. Well, again, I will have that conversation with the comptroller based on your recommendation.
Thanks a lot.
To figure out if how that is accurate.
So, yeah, the Senate Minority Leader is not sure. Rosapep, who apparently helped to write the bill, isn't sure. So now they got to go to the comptroller, Brooke Learman, to figure out who's paying this tax. Folks, less than a week to go, and they still don't know who's paying the tech tax.
On the mattress tax, did anybody on the GOP side take a look at the majority and say, maybe you guys want to sleep on this?
Yeah.
813, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I was confused. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Mattress tax.
The mattress tax.
You don't want to take that lane down, do you?
No.
Okay. All right, it's time to put that to bed.
Okay. I'll move on now. Thank you.
Time for a king-size traffic report.
Guess what? There's another wreck on 95 in Harford County, this time near the ramp at Route 24. That may have been because we had the backup that went back to Route 24. So I think they're on the shoulder now, but just a heads up for that. They're working northbound, by the way, the ongoing construction area at Route 24 northbound. I told you eventually all that traffic that got caught up in Harford County would eventually come down and join up and become part of these backups now at both the harbor tunnels. Both the tunnels now sitting, not basically still, moving a little bit, but slow, city-county line right on 95 after Moravia Road. And in that area, 895 now is also at Moravia Road. Both of those now would be at least a 30-minute delay, if not longer. It looks like the wreck on the Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road is cleared. That should loosen up. The wreck on eastbound I-70 at Route 32 is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and dry and 60 today and tomorrow. And then we start warming up again as the weekend comes into focus. And we all maybe get some precipitation as well. Right now, it is a sunny 43 in Pasadena, and it is 43 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it. So let's please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Tim Walz. Man, he is out campaigning for the next presidential cycle, I swear. This guy's given more speeches now than when he's running for VP, and he's decided to go earthy. This is the whole direction of the Democrat Party, to go earthy. But, he's got favorite swear words. He uses in speech after speech after speech after speech.
I think it was here in Pennsylvania that Elon was on the stage jumping around. That's right. I said, I used a Midwestern euphemism. I said, he's prancing and dancing around like a dip. And that is exactly what it was.
I did a very Midwestern euphemism the other day when I was talking about Elon being Donald Trump's running mate and jumping around like a dip on stage.
Elon's on that stage, jumping around, skipping like a dip.
That's how he thinks about you. He thinks your jobs are a joke. That's why I called him a dip. I stand by it.
Okay, so there you go. That was him starting actually right before the election, and he did it again just yesterday. And then yesterday, after making those comments, he followed it up with this.
Beto does this, what I love about him. He speaks right from the hip. I do too. Sometimes it gets me into trouble. And somebody said, do you regret? Well, you know, you always regret a few things. What I don't regret is calling Elon Musk a dip. I do not regret that.
Oh, yes. So apparently you can write the bumper sticker for yourself, can't you? So if he runs for president, just like Tippi Canoe and Tyler, too, it's going to be, well, I can't even say it on the radio. I'll let you take care of that all by yourself. Right now, if you would, Mr. Walz, please get back in the car and get your out of here, if you could.
I think we can safely say we all know who's the dip.
Keep.
In this whole equation, Tampon Tim, I think we can we can safely rule that out. So one other clip here I wanted to play for you. This is very revealing. The Democrats like to hide taxes within other taxes. For instance, we've wondered, how are we going to pay for the red line? And nobody really knows. Mm-hmm. We don't know how we're paying for the blueprint. This was a fascinating exchange between Senator Bailey here in the state of Maryland and Senator Jackson, Bailey being a Republican, Jackson being the Democrat, on exactly what this titling fee now that we have, the tax on titling, which has been increased in the state of Maryland. Where's that going to? Is that going to the Transportation Trust Fund? Is it where exactly is that going to?
If we could just talk about the actual increase in the titling fees, in the doubling of these titling fees for motor vehicles. Will these fees be dedicated specifically to the roads that you just talked about, or will they be used for any transportation project?
It goes to the TTF generally. That's the thing, which includes roadways.
Does that also include any mass transit?
Yes.
So anybody that has a vehicle that would pay this fee, whether they use mass transit or not, would not benefit from this fee increase?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Busted!
Yeah.
So, the doubling of the titling fees that you have when you title your car, new or used, that is now going to mass transit. Translation, the red line.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not going to use it.
There's such a demand for the red line.
You're not going to use the red line, but you're going to pay for it. Oh, are you going to pay for it? Big time. So, and this is how bad it is in Annapolis. Republicans were hanging their hat yesterday, or Friday, on the fact that they got the tire tax. that we were discussing, that $5 tire tax revenue will be now specifically solely for highway projects. So we can't stop the tax, but we could redirect it as to how it's going to be applied. Woe is us, as they say. But that was fascinating. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Joining us now, Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, is lead counselor, Michael himself. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. So this is the first of a two-part series, today and tomorrow. We are often asked by clients, how much is my case worth when they come to us? Of course, it's very difficult to come up with a accurate figure because we don't know how the injury is going to play out. We don't know if there's going to be any permanency. But those are two of the things that play into the value, and we can look at somebody and kind of know whether they're going to need an operation or not, whether they're going to need physical therapy or not, whether they're going to need some kind of invasive procedure or not, whether they're going to need long-term physical therapy, whether they're going to end up being okay. How did the accident happen? Was it a big accident, bad accident, or was it a fender bender? Did the client have to be excavated from the car and helicoptered to a hospital? All of these things, lost wages, are there lost wages involved? How much does the person make? All these things come into consideration when we look at what the worth of a case could be. Some of it we can tell up front, some of it we can't tell for a while. But what we can't tell really at that point is the actual value of the case. And those are two different things. A case can be worth $1 million, but the value of that case might only be $250,000. Now, a lot of that depends upon insurance and coverage. And there was a blurb in the paper, and I don't know how many people read it, but there was a medical malpractice case recently that brought a $30 million verdict. Unfortunately, most of that $30 million was pain and suffering, and as we know, there's a cap in pain and suffering, and it was reduced to almost $840,000. So the case ended up being nowhere near $30 million. So what was the worth of that case? Well, the worth was $30 million. What was the actual value of that case? Maybe about $1.5 million. And you have to take that into consideration. Tomorrow, we're going to look at some of our strategies when we're at the end of the case, when we know what the worth of the case is, and we're trying to figure out what the end value is going to be. And that's where real lawyering comes in, and that's kind of like the fun of what we do. So that'll be tomorrow, same time, same station. So hold in there, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. And don't forget the Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Moving traffic in, Randy Lips, moving traffic into both the harbor tunnels. I was going too fast. Into both the harbor tunnels, southbound, still backed up on 895 back to Moravia Road. 95, same story around Moravia Road, city county line. But at least we're moving traffic into both the harbor tunnels. But those long delays continue from some earlier problems. And then all that traffic that was caught up in Harford County eventually has to come somewhere into the tunnels. And that's where we are right now. So we're still backed up. South of the tunnels, we're making progress. But right now, at least a 30-minute delay starting at both the tunnels near the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here with the channel forecast, sunny and dry and 60 today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Things begin to warm up Thursday. Scattered showers possible Thursday through Saturday. Thursday's high 78. Right now we're at 40 in Reisterstown and 43 downtown. 824, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Do y'all have any ideas on the gold tax how it works or anything like that. I have some gold, and I figure I'm going to get screwed when I sell it, and I'm going to get screwed when I buy it.
As I understand it, and I would check with a financial advisor or somebody that's kind of more in tune to that, but as I understand it, the 6% sales tax on precious metal, gold, silver, et cetera, on bullion sales worth over $1,000. So the 6% would apply on purchases over $1,000, unless, of course, you buy it at the convention center. If you buy it at the convention center, it's exempt from that sales tax. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's only when you buy it. Is that correct? Like I said, I'm sure to.
That's on purchase.
Selling it to is probably going to screw me too. So
it's on purchase, not on the seller, but on the. Well, you know what? I'd have to get.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they'll probably give me less money.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
That'll be factored in.
Now my last question is when Chuck yells four before he breaks the windshield in the parking lot, does he score himself a four?
That is a question for Chuck. We'll have to ask him another day. Thank you, Kurt, for that. We appreciate your rhetorical question there. But again, know that the hike in car titling fees is to pay for the red line. There's no doubt. And it's especially delicious when these individuals get caught. I'm not sure what you really mean by that. So here's what they're saying. Drivers in Southern Maryland, Western Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, you're going to get hammered so that you can pay for the red line to nowhere in Baltimore City. All over the state. That's shared misery. That's socialism. Socialism is when everyone shares in the misery. Socialism is when eventually you run out of other people's money.
That's right.
As Lady Thatcher once said. So it's just incredible what's going on in this state right now. And look, I tend to say this to Delegate Mangione on Friday. I firmly believe this has been so botched, so mismanaged, that I believe eventually we're going to have a special session. If not this summer, then in the fall. Because they'll probably wait till July 1 is when everything goes into place here. Mm-hmm. And then when they find out that revenues aren't what they're supposed to be, or they botch the way that this tech tax, nobody's sure how the tech tax is applied. We had Andrew Leonard on that tech company last week talking about it. I mean, we're under this.
Yeah,
I think have this understanding, this grasp that if you call your doctor on a telemed appointment, that's going to apply.
Wow.
You're using your internet provider. And internet providers are going to charge the tax. And but now they're saying that the company in Maryland only if the service is delivered in Maryland. So the question is, if you do something out of state online, or you have a piece of software that, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess because they have not gone through it. They're basically, and what happens is, they apply the 3%. First off, remember, it was 2.5% B2B service tax. So that got such
a
pushback.
That got such a ruckus.
So now we're gonna trim it down. It's going to be a 3% tech tax just up on these IT companies, on data, software, et cetera. But then they start screaming.
Okay? Could you use a VSP? And simply, that way you can't be identified as to who you are or where you are.
I mean,
how do you enforce this?
That's a good point. But then the fact that you're using a VSP is software in and of itself, so you'd have to pay the tax to the VSP company.
Well, you buy it once. That's the kind of thing that typically comes in a bundle.
Unless you're paying a monthly fee on it. And my question is this. I mean, look, I have cloud storage that I use. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of... Does this also apply to all your... network subscriptions.
Yeah. And folks, by cloud storage, he has actually saved the one that looks like a horsey and the one that looks like a turtle. The two clouds.
I've saved one. It's a cloud. It looks like Chuck Whitaker on his back drinking a bottle of Bailey's.
That was actually a picture of Chuck Whitaker on his back drinking a bottle of Bailey's.
All right. Rescue Natural Supplements. Want me to remind you that they have the energy solution if you are a little bit fatigued. You're hitting that afternoon crash after you eat lunch, and you're then reaching for that extra cup of coffee or that jolt of caffeine from a soda or from one of your many energy drinks. That's bad for you. Really bad health-wise. Rescue Orasine has been formulated by a cardiologist to give you all-day sustainable energy, and it's going to help with that. It helps with cellular repair. I mean, our bodies are made up of what? Cells.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter. Skin cells, heart cells, brain cells, stomach cells, you name it. All of our body consists of cells, and you want your cells to be operating efficiently and be able to repair. That restorative part of cell repair is when you sleep. But, you know, the issue right now is getting make sure you get the cellular energy that you need. Rescue Orasine provides it. Buy one, get one free right now. Use the code MyEnergy when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or res-q.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Howard County Executive Calvin Ball has established the Youth Engagement Strategy Council, which is the YES Council, to address juvenile crime. The creation of the council comes after a number of violent incidents in the county that include a shooting near the mall in Columbia that killed a 16-year-old and a previous shooting that claimed the life of a 17-year-old near the mall's food court. Baltimore's Harborview Marina, hey, it's now closed. The marina sent a letter to boat owners and liveaboards last month saying that there was no other choice than to close after receiving a report from a marine engineer who expressed safety concerns about the condition of the fixed pier. Boat owners who were docked at the Harborview had to move their vessels elsewhere, but as of Monday... As of Monday, there are still several boats at the marina. Harborview has told boat owners they will issue refunds for any slip dockage that extends past yesterday's closing date. Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of the man accused of murdering Rachel Morin on the Monpah Trail in Harford County. Illegal migrant Victor Martinez Hernandez allegedly killed the mother of five August 2023. The 24-year-old now faces murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. On Monday, a judge denied defense motions to sequester the jury during the trial. And two people injured after a tree fell into their home last night. This is in the apartment building on Western Run Drive. Around the 5800 block of Western Run, building was evacuated. Baltimore City Fire, BGE, the city's Office of Emergency Management, and the Baltimore City Department of Housing all responded to the scene. It's 8:32. WCBM's Traffic and Weather on the Threes next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 lottery number 298. Pick 40228. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And the Beltway, of course, is still jammed up. It starts at Bel Air Road on the northeast side. That goes around to at least Providence Road. The interloop at Green Spring is backed up there. The tail end of that looks like it may be back towards Liberty Road. Not quite back to Liberty Road, but if you're coming up from Liberty, you're trying to get up through Pikesville, you're going to hit a delay there right around 795. And the outer loop is still slow from about 795 down through Frederick Road. So really nothing out of the ordinary. We're definitely still backed up to the city-county line at both the harbor tunnels. And apparently there's some police activity over on the east side. Don't know exactly what it is, but heads up North Point Boulevard and North Point Road in the area at German Hill Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
A dose of springtime to start the first day of April. Sunshine, cooler today, 60 this afternoon. Tomorrow, a few clouds, 60 the high. Thursday, a few afternoon showers, 78 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. First time through, the Oriole pitching rotation is complete after yesterday's 8-5 win over the Red Sox, and the results at best are only termed mediocre. Here's yesterday's starter, Cade Povich, on his uneven performance and what he'd like to have back.
Probably the limit, that first batter walk, I think, in the second inning. And, third inning, obviously, didn't love, but, I mean, nothing can really do about that. Some executed pitches that just unfortunately fell in, but, I mean, other than that.
Zach Eflin's effort on opening day was stellar, but after that, the four starters combined for just 17 innings pitched, 21 hits, and 14 earned runs allowed, which works out to a 7.41 starting staff ERA after Zach Eflin. Before the game, Bird's roster suffered another blow. Left fielder Colton Cowser out now with a broken thumb. Here's the manager.
Big loss. It's, got it one or second rookie of the year last year. He's timetable-wise, it's a fracture, so it's probably 6 to 8 weeks minimum. Mm-hmm.
That's a big blow. Dylan Carlson has now been called up from AAA. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh offering his first public comments yesterday on the team's acquisition of wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. The All-Pro will join Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman on the outside to form perhaps the team's best wide receiver group in franchise history.
He's a guy that just I've always felt like should be a Raven. That was always something I always kind of watched him play when we're playing against him. Felt the same way about Derrick Henry, you know, and Lamar when we saw him in College Day. But
the draft, the NFL draft, begins April 24th at the end of this month. Fallout has been swift and severe for the University of Maryland basketball program following the departure of Kevin Willard to Villanova. Five players have now entered the portal, including starting guards Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice. If Derek Queen opts for the NBA, which looks to be certain, all five of Maryland starting players this past season will be gone. And to top it all off, the program's top recruit, Mount Zion Prep four-star guard Christian Jeffrey, the Terps' lone commit in the class of 25, has now decommitted. And finally, what a start for Calvert Hall College lacrosse. The Cardinals, who were ranked number 3 in the country, went 5-0 against some of the nation's finest, highlighted by a 12-11 overtime win over then number 1 Malvern Prep. The latest polls came out this past Monday, and the Calvert Hall College Cardinals are the number 1 team in the nation. The time now is 8:37 when we return the single most important characteristic that Maryland's next basketball coach has to have.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So as Bruce just said, other than a heart or a pulse, the single most important characteristic that Maryland's next head men's basketball coach has to have is the ability to bring players with him. Because we don't have any. All five are gone. A couple of the reserves are gone. The top recruit decommitted, etc. So not only do you have to find a coach, but you got to find a bunch of players. And the best way to find a bunch of players is for the coach to bring them.
Well, last week, I remember the debate was, Maryland has to find its identity. Are they going to be a football school or going to be a basketball school?
Yeah. Well, they clearly want to be a football school now. Well, they clearly want to be a football school, but I mean, they play in the best division in sports history.
But they have players on the football team.
Yeah, but they're not good enough.
Well, but they still have players.
Well, they got 100 players on that football team, and that's actually part of the issue. I mean, Maryland, you know, you have to spend money on your football team because of the sheer math of it. You've got 100 players on your football team. You got 15 on your basketball team. Like I said last week, unless you're a Villanova or a Kentucky or a Syracuse or a Duke, where you've already committed, you know you're a basketball team, okay? So you've committed your NIL money to those programs. Duke doesn't commit enough money to football.
Does this now really sully the reputation of Maryland as a basketball school?
I think it sullies Maryland reputation, athletic department, period. Yeah. Because the athletic director, I don't think there were a lot of big Damon Evan fans around town in the first place. He had a spotty track record before him. He had a spotty track record at Maryland. He's going to have a spotty track record at SMU. And I think it's right. Top down. I think it's trickle down.
Maybe that's the most important characteristic, not having a spotty track record.
Well, maybe the question is, do you get your athletic director before you get your head coach?
You do.
You have to.
All right, very good. Gary, thanks so much. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mark in Baltimore.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, so a couple thoughts. So on the Rachel Warren case, I've also thought about why they dressed these guys up. But hopefully the jury understands that and that they realize they dress him up. And we just go with the facts and they prosecute him for the murder. Also, I think the reason they wanted to know if they went to the trail or not, there may be a memorial set there. And maybe someone might have seen the memorial and put that together with the case as well.
Possibly.
And my other thought is, and I'm listening to some videos, and it's almost like the leftist Democrat leaders are like pedophiles. And they feed to these people just this bizarre behavior, and they draw them in, not unlike like a pedophile would if he was a Cub Scout leader or a priest. And it's very bizarre. One video I saw was a guy who was probably never in trouble in his life, scratching a swastika on a car, and then apologizing for it, saying, "I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you." Know,
I saw that.
You.
Yeah,
well,
that's bizarre. Yeah.
And then another woman said that she knew a man at work. She'd known him for a long time, very much respected him, very much liked him. She found out he was conservative. She said the hate button came on.
Yeah.
And she instantly hated him.
Well,
is it that Trump derangement syndrome that they're talking about? It's almost like a brainwashing thing.
I think it's very close to a brainwashing thing, Mark, actually.
That's called virtual mass psychosis. Yeah. I think, I can't remember, was it Dr. Malone or somebody had, maybe it was Victor David Hansen, but I think that's what's going on here. You have a mass psychosis going on the radical left. As soon as Trump is named, or it's a Trump policy, or Trump act, or anybody's a associated with Trump, like Elon Musk. Elon Musk was the darling of the left, you know, for the longest time.
Yep. They were all buying Teslas and Signify.
If you ask me. Oh, my goodness. It's strange because one of the acknowledgments I heard was these are Democrats scratching other Democrats' vehicles and damaging their property.
Yeah, because you can tell who's buying it because you can check zip codes and see the preponderance of evidence would indicate that roughly 2/3 of the people who are Tesla buyers are left of center. And they certainly were a year ago when they were all, this guy has saved the environment, let's go drive his car.
Well, it's the Doge. Yeah. The Doge thing is he's now become persona non grata because of Doge.
Which is bizarre because during his time in office, Bill Clinton fired 377,000 people for the federal government. This crap didn't happen then.
No.
Mark, thanks so much.
And all he's trying to do is, and it's something that, now I'm 61, and we've been talking about this as long as I can remember. I can remember they were, you know, back when I was in elementary school talking about getting rid of Social Security.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen anytime. I don't believe, but the thing is, it's just so bizarre, and then
no, but it is. But it is by 2035. They're talking about reduction in benefits, so it's not going to go bankrupt. But they are going to have reduced benefits unless they stop this waste, fraud, and abuse, and the other stuff's going on. Mark, got to run. But listen, thanks for the call. It's a great point that you make. Appreciate that.
By the way,
is it just me or does Sarah Alfreth, the newly elected congresswoman from the 3rd District, look like Monica Lewinsky?
I don't know what she looks like. I mean, I know what Monica looks like.
Yeah, well, let's take a look and just see if it's maybe it's just.
By the way, the physician you're thinking about was doctor was Myers.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've seen the light. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Just for a serious moment, that police activity I was telling you about, German Hill Road, North Point Boulevard, in that area, North Point Road, it's in the Gray Manor area. Shots fired from a house at a cop. So there's a lot of activity going on there.
Yeah.
As you can expect. So they have a perimeter set up. If you're going to be around German Hill Road over on the Dundalk side, I would either, you know, if you're in the house, stay in the house. You know, they'll tell you what to do. But right now they have a perimeter set up and a lot of activity going on there. At least five shots so far. That's the report we have.
If I might, Chuck, by the way, if you're in that area, don't just stay in the house, stay in the bathtub.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, the bathtub, you know, typically they're cast iron bathtubs, so stay in the bathtub.
Dry cleaned or with water?
Dry is fine, Chuck.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, sir.
No, I'm not done yet.
See, okay. I know.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, good. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes. Talk Radio 680. I'll show you. WCBM.
He was done, wasn't he?
Yes. I was done. You may be done. I'm done.
That's right.
Go ahead. Our listeners need that.
Done.
Okay. I'm done?
No.
Go ahead. Okay, no. I'll come back.
You got the next 15 minutes. This is all yours. We're leaving.
Good. I can go right till 9. Both the tunnels are still backed up at the city-county line. Your beltway traffic, Parkville side, Interloop Green Spring, still backed up at 795, and then 795 south to Frederick Road. Now I'm done. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes, fours, and fives on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, sensitive. Yeah, sunny and dry today with a high of 60. And right now, 43 in the city, and it is 41 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. Happy birthday to Josie Church and Ann Wallace Hadrill. They have been next-door neighbors in Oxford, England since 1986. And they happen to share a birthday. They both turn 101 today. Josie and Ann, here they are talking about how they ended up together and what it's like to live so long.
Almost 101, not quite. And it's the same. We're born on the same day. And we've lived together now side by side since 1986, I think. And husband died quite suddenly, and that's why she came to live here. I don't think we've thought much about the time passing. It's just passed.
No.
It's just
like another day.
Just like another day.
101 of them. 101 years of them.
Wow.
Wow, that's just amazing. Yeah, congratulations to both those ladies. Happy birthday. Some stories that I wanted to share here in just a second. But you had some clips that you wanted to play, so I'll hold these until the next segment because I want to make sure we get these in.
One story we've not talked about quite yet during the show today is this whole signal thing. It continues.
Signal gate.
And it's not rational. Congressman Alex Padillo decided to go ahead and take on the who's responsible. Now, please remember, it was Mike Walls. It was either him or his assistant or second in charge who ended up putting Goldberg's name, the journalist, into this particular chat. But that's not the target for Padilla.
We will continue to demand accountability because the risk, the stakes of a mistake like this puts so many lives at risk, the lives of servicewomen and men that could have been undermined if the sensitive classified communications via commercially available app would have been compromised.
Yeah, okay, but they weren't. And beyond that, whose responsibility is it? Is it Walls? Is it his second in command?
In my opinion, Secretary Hegseth has to go.
What?
Again, a complete lack of judgment to put this type of information on a signal chain. Not a surprise to me or most of my colleagues on the Democratic side. who voted against the confirmation. So if you keep chasing down accountability, at some point you also come back to Senate Republicans who are still willing to go along with whatever President Trump wants.
Yeah, and so there you have it, Sean. It has nothing to do with who's actually responsible. It has to do with let's target Hegseth and see if we can't push him out.
Here's my thing on Signalgate and the Signal app, etc. Who in the Trump administration thought it would be a good idea to use any platform to discuss any sensitive material at all that was left over, that had been approved by a Biden CIA and was used by Biden people? Had they not learned from Russia, exactly what these people had in mind or what they would do?
Well, apparently not.
No. See, I just think that was a misstep on the part of the Trump administration. I know he's very busy, can't find it. But somebody, whoever was advising him on national security, whether it's Waltz or somebody else, that should never have been allowed.
No, Trump has said at the time, he said that his personal preference is everybody in the same room in a skiff.
Exactly. Skiff or in the Situation Room.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is you're allowing the CIA, which is basically hostile, I think, towards President Trump, even with Ratcliffe as director. I think you're just giving them ammunition.
Yeah. Now, General Frank McKenzie, now retired, says that during all this hubbub, there's something rather important that the swamp media is didn't even mentioning.
The larger story here is actually that we have finally begun to strike the Houthis hard. There's an old Neil Young song, I lift a line from it, should have been done long ago. Well, now we're beginning to do it, and we're beginning to strike effectively at a pace, a scope, and a tempo that frankly eluded the last administration. And I would argue that we're doing it because for the first time we have the political will to employ appropriate military capability against the Houthis.
Yeah, and there you have it, Sean. That is actually the big story that should come out of this, is that for the first time in a very long time, we have the political will in order to protect our interests overseas.
But let's face it, there are people that really hated Pete Hegseth because he's a threat to the military-industrial complex.
Sure, sure.
In both parties, both Democrat and Republican. I will tell you this, Tom Cotton, he was mentioned as a potential for Secretary of Defense, didn't get it, okay? You know who is came from Tom Cotton's office?
No.
The Deputy National Security Advisor, Alex Chong. Wong, I'm sorry.
Wong, yeah.
Yeah. So Wong is came from Cotton, and he is the one that's being suspected of potentially, including Mr. Goldberg.
Can't we all just get along?
8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. The Rob Carson Show.
It is a leftist cabal. You've got judges now who are trying to block the Trump administration. These are evil people. We are at war. We've been at war for 9 years, and now this is the latest attack on us, and they are trying to take down this movement, trying to get him off the ballot. Two political assassination attempts. That's why we're here. It didn't end on November the 5th. It started on November the 5th.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, quick note. Kim Plasek is off this week, so Andrew Langer is sitting in on Kim Plasek Live. That comes up right after the 9 o'clock news right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:53 right now. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just a reminder, if you're over on the Dundalk side, there's a big police presence there. Shots fired, all kind of stuff going on. German Hill Road in the area just off of North Point. So, again, they have a perimeter set up. Just stay away and let them do what they have to do through that area. Beltway, yep, still slow. Parkville side coming over to Hartford Road. The Interloop at Green Spring. The west side getting a little better. At least we're crossing here at Route 40 down the hill towards Frederick Road. But some delay still coming south from Liberty Road. Both the tunnels still backed up, still hurting as you're coming south, making a little progress, but we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says it's going to be sunny and 60 today. Right now it is windy 43 in Bel Air, and it is 45 in Pasadena. Elon Musk dropped a bombshell over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this or not, during this 100-minute town hall in Green Bay, where he campaigned for the Judge Schimmel. Big election today in the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. He was joined by private equity titan Antonio Gracias, a key member of DOGE, tasked with rooting out waste in federal government. And then Musk unveiled this shocking chart, a dramatic spike in Social Security numbers issued to non-citizens. It went from 270,000 in 2021 to 2.1 million in 2024. That's almost 5 million non-citizens now embedded in the system, collecting benefits, draining taxpayer dollars, and most alarmingly, infiltrating the voter rolls.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I saw Eddie Harris talking about it the other day. The SAVE Act that they've introduced in the House would close this loophole at motor voter. You know, when you go to register to vote, you know, would you care to register to vote? And it doesn't. If you work for MVA or motor or Department of Motor Vehicles, whatever, no matter which state you're in, you know, a lot of these states have this where when you go to get your driver's license, you can register to vote. But how much are they following up? Are you a citizen? Can you prove you're a citizen in order to register? They don't do it.
No.
It's the honor system. And it's turning into the dishonor system. Because most people just do it. They just want their driver's license. They don't care about voting. And they have no intent to vote.
You're in a strange country. You don't know.
But guess what?
Fill out this form.
They're registered.
Yeah.
And then they find out, once they're registered, are they high propensity or are they low propensity? If they're low propensity voters, then the chances of them voting are very slim. Slim to none.
Yeah, somebody else can vote in their name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And therein lies the scandal. So that's pretty interesting. Maryland now, top 10 in states where illegal alien children have been released across the United States. We have almost 22,000. As of the years 2019 through 2023. It's Texas, California, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and then us.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be where you want to focus some of your cuts, Democrats. And, hey, congratulations to Matt Ellison. He has now been promoted, the Baltimore Field Director Vice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's leaving the Baltimore office. He's going to join the Eastern Division of ICE based in Washington, D.C. So he has been promoted upwards. So congratulations to Matt, who was always kind enough to come on and do stuff with us here. Barbara in Baltimore, last word of the day.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Mike Walters guy, Cenk, he needs to go. He's a holdover from Biden, and his wife is a rabid Democrat. I don't know what Mike Walters is doing. It may be Mike Walls also that needs to go as far. And that signal thing was just craziness. But one of the things that I am very, very upset about, and people here everywhere should be, the number of illegals that are voting. Sean, we have been talking about this. Now they've bought them. Those people that are living to be 150 years old and 200 years old, those are illegals. And I'm telling you, as a tax professional, these people are now hunting around to find out whether or not they can vote. I was so surprised whether they can file for taxes. It shocked me to talk to people who said, oh, yeah, I got it from the school. The universities also have been issuing Social Security cards to illegals. I was shocked. I said, well, where did you get it? Well, I'm not a citizen, not even in the country right now.
Right.
Trying to find out whether or not they can file for maybe some credits or something. I said, and that it's unbelievable how deep this is. And people in Maryland should jump right on that bandwagon, that Doge bandwagon, and demand some accountability here, because you know you've got illegals that are voting in this state. That's why the Democrats have had this state all this time. And
yeah.
Now you have a way to get rid of them. Yeah. Do it.
Well, and the mail-in ballots, just that just makes it all that much easier for any illegal alien. Barbara, got to run, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate
but,
that. Coming up on a break here.
I think the Democrats have had this state not because of illegals, but because of the federal government and the number of federal workers who are here.
Yeah, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
All right, Wallace Roofing, they've been doing business for well over 90 years. They've repaired my roof. They've fixed Bruce's gutters in the past, and they'll do the same thing for you. They are quality craftsmen using quality materials, but yet they offer an affordable rate, because we all know how expensive it is to repair or replace a roof. It's really pretty expensive. So, but you get all of that, but with affordable rates, and that's why so many people use Wallace and have for 90 years. They don't use independent contractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees, and you know who you're getting when you put them on the job. And it doesn't matter what kind of roof you have, residential, commercial, non-conforming. It doesn't matter what shape roof, what style roof, skylights, downspouts, gutters, you name it. They do it all at Wallace Roofing, and they do a great job. And that's why I'm so comfortable in recommending Wallace for your home, because I've used them on my home, and that's why I want to share that great news with you. So call Wallace today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. They're MHIC 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. Kim is out all week. Professor Andrew Langer is up next right after the 9 o'clock news. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.